Log Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. I'm here joined, as always, with my brother, Angry Fan and 311. Angry Fan's going to be on in a second, but I got Dre right here. What's good, Dre?
It's your boy, D-Letter Man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Who Raised You Niggas, a.k.a. Condom on My Heart, Motherfucking Feelings, a.k.a. We Need a Coach in New York City. Let's get it popping.
Always cracking. Dear God. Boy. Dear God. That's a lot of, that's a lot of a.k.a.s, man. All right. Yo, we're going to get this popping before Caps come on really quick right here. Yo, what you think about this eulogy card for Black Ice, man?
Talk about it, Timbo.
Arsenal versus QT Clean Paper. As the main event. What do you think?
Arsenal against QB Clean Paper?
Yes, sir.
I like that, though. I noticed Arsenal is taking on all kind of people and shit, so I'm going to respect Arsenal on that. You know what I mean? I probably lean towards Clean more. I'm going to go all Clean 2-1.
Clean 2-1?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going to go out the box.
Man, I'm going to go Ars 2-1, man. I'm going to go Ars 2-1 on this. I think it could go either way, but I'm going to have to go Ars 2-1 on this. Man, yo, this card is crazy. 40 Bars versus Cortez.
Yo, here's the thing, Timbo. She's battling twice in June then, right?
Yep.
I'm not feeling that, son.
It's going to be difficult for her, man.
Yeah, B, like.
Hey, yo, man, yo. Yo, 3.
Yo.
You gave me the wrong number, yo.
My dude, I just texted you to you, son. How?
I'll fuck with you. It's popping, man. I'm already on, nigga. What's good, nigga?
Oh, nah. We're just talking about,
We're talking about this eulogy card.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Black
Eye. I was saying
what
that Cortez
about
in, Ford.
Love
okay.
It. I love it.
That's a nice
y'all
card.
Like that shit? Y'all like Arsenal and Queen? I'm a
I got Queen
2-1.
I got Clean
2-1. Ars 2-1.
Yo, all right, here's the whole thing about that shit. Let's keep it real. Like, Clean going to have to – he can't be pausing and all that shit. But he's going to – yo, you got to understand something. I think it's going to be two different type of – I'm trying to think how to explain it. You know, they both aggressive and shit. You feel what I'm saying? They both do jokes and shit. It's going to be on two different levels, though. Like, Clean is, like, more funnier and more gritty than Arsenal is. But the thing about it is the basics – Arsenal has the basics down pat, though. You don't got to worry about Arsenal getting up there. He did choke once or twice, but that's not a usual for him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, my nigga. It's like these niggas be choking sometimes too much. It's like sometimes you got to kind of consider that shit is already going to be in the battle.
I'm going with Clean.
I don't know. I can see Arsenal
trying to go joke for joke with Clean, and if he does that...
But it's only going to be because of two different types of jokes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's going to be a good battle, B.
Mm. And I was saying about Cortez and 40 Bars, Cass. I don't know if you feel me on this. She's battling twice in 1 month.
Ooh. Yep.
40 Bars.
Yeah, but Official just did that, my nigga.
That doesn't mean it works for everybody, though.
So you think she can't do it? I don't know, man. You got to see how that shit. I got to see how that shit plays out. And plus, you know what the thing about that is that she probably put a lot into that daylight battle, so I guess I do kind of feel you coming from on that one.
She brought in Cortez and then Jazz the Rapper? I fucked with you for
that
bars,
battle was
but,
before her when she battles Cortez?
I think she battled Cortez first, then Ford, then Jazz.
Nah, isn't the other one June 14th?
Then I apologize. Which one is it then, Timbo?
I think the June 14th is the Queen of the Ring, right?
Okay, so that's first, right?
Yeah. So she's battling Jazz and then Tez.
I mean, you never know. She probably got it, my nigga. Like, it's not. I don't think it's that big of a deal. You see, everybody else is doing that shit. So I don't know. You got to see.
What do you think about Lotta versus C3?
Oh, that's a dope battle. I just want some of the girls to win. Like, somebody has to win.
I'm going to shock y'all right now.
Oh, Lord. Here you go with his shit.
C330. Yeah, you know it's coming, Dre.
Nah, C321.
Okay.
Nah, a lot of Z21.
I got C3 2-1 over a lot of this day.
Hell no. What you got?
Remember, I said that shit.
Yeah, I know. We need to start betting on some of these.
Remember,
guys.
I said she's going
to
shock the fucking world.
We got to. I'm going with C3 2-1.
C3.
Oh,
my God.
You're
the
I see you, family.
Fucking, y'all see this some paint thinner and shit. Yo, Lotta, you listening?
Yep. We're going with C3 over here, Lotta Z.
Right now, man.
I see you, Timbo.
That nigga not let me down on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I got C3.
I think that'll be a dope battle on the show. I think it'll be a cool battle.
That'll be good.
Yo, when is that card, though?
It's the 22nd.
One day before my birthday. Oh, shit.
Of June. June 22nd.
June 22nd. And that's going to be in what? It's going to be in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, yeah.
It's battles everywhere, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Who else is on that card, Tim? What's popping on that card?
We got 2TM versus Example, Buck versus Zer Money, Catboy versus MC, Tip Top versus Busy. Some people I never heard of, yo. I ain't even going to lie.
That's the undercard. That's their local artist, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they doing it the right way. You got to keep putting out events and shit.
It's true.
I see the new wave is the girls against the dudes and shit. I'm noticing that, though.
I mean, that's cool. I just want the females to win, you know what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, man. I don't want the sport to leave, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think it would be a good look to see one or two of the females beat the dudes, you know what I'm saying? Not just the dudes nonstop talking shit about the females, though. This person beat that person, this piece, you know what I mean? That's how I look at that shit.
Did y'all watch DNA against Arcane?
Oh, yeah. God.
Damn, Timbo, tell us how you really feel. Ahead, Timbo.
Yo, we gotta talk about it, man. Really? Yo, man, no one won this battle at all, yo.
Oh my god.
I'm not feeling this shit, man. I don't like this battle
DNA,
at all.
Nah, you wildin'. DNA won that shit. As long as Arcane battled, that nigga lost. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. As long as that nigga battles, he lost, son. He's not getting no... Nah, fuck that shit.
I feel it.
I don't see how this nigga is still battling in all reality.
Second chance, though.
I mean, I would give him a second chance. The nigga bought rhymes. I mean...
No, I'm saying he's getting a second chance, obviously.
That doesn't make
I'm sense. Not booking him. Nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that doesn't make no sense. That's like an insult, my nigga. Like... I keep it a stack with you. I'm not feeling that shit right there, B.
So she be bad from battle rap?
That's a big fucking big thing right there, my nigga. Buying bars, my nigga? I ain't feeling that shit. You pay money so a nigga can write you 3 rounds and you can spit them shit, you know what I'm saying, at a fucking end king of the dialogue. Like, I'm just not feeling that shit. I keep it real with you. I'm not. And I really don't know how the fuck he supposedly beat Disaster. I don't know how he did that shit.
I told you how I felt about him in Pat Stay. Because I thought, like I said, obviously he's going to have that thing around him where he's going to walk in him for life that we don't believe you. You need more people. You're not writing your own rhymes. But he actually gave
that.
Pat Stay some work, though.
Was it his?
We don't know. I hope.
That's the problem I got with this whole situation.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to hope. You know what I'm saying? That makes you wonder how long he's been buying bars for. I don't think that was the first battle. That wasn't the first battle. It's sad, man. These motherfuckers don't care about battle rap, man.
Well, King of the Dot is going to always book him in the lane.
Yeah.
Hey, man. So he just old. You know what I mean? I think that shit is foolish right there. But.
Is there any way DNA is beating Young Ill Will?
I was thinking the same thing to my watching that battle. Swear to God,
is there any
like,
way
nah.
DNA? There's no way he's going to be. Unless Ill Will beats himself. I just don't see
You know what? There is a way, my nigga. There's a way. If L. Will gets too motherfucking comfortable and too gassed up, he can lose. Anything's possible. But, like, you mean skill-wise and...
Is there any way DNA can beat L. Will? I'm not talking about... I don't know if L. Will can beat himself. If he gets
too gassed...
I don't think so, I just don't see it.
Like, what angle is he going to take at L. Will? Like, I just don't know. Like, I don't know how that's going to pan out.
Son, this can get a little ugly.
Yeah, it can very quickly. It can get ugly as shit real fucking quickly.
Really quickly.
My nigga, it can get...
We talking about starting first round.
My nigga, yes. It can get so ugly that Clips might have to throw in a fucking towel for this nigga.
Ah, come on, man. Don't do it like that, nigga. It ain't gonna
my
be
bad,
that
son.
I hope not. I'm saying, like, DNA dude gotta know that the shit is real. He gotta know that shit.
You gonna be seeing a white towel just flying across the fucking stage, my nigga,
from
trying to go.
Out of nowhere from behind DNA, there's just a white flag, man. That's it.
Yeah, son.
Nah, but you know what? Niggas gonna look mad dumb if DNA win that show.
Yeah, real talk.
But you know, is it dumb or is it? It's not our fault that we think that way. It's not like we doing that shit to, like, oh, well, DNA, we don't believe in you. It's like, no, my nigga, it's like you've been kind of shaky the last year and a half.
That's a long-ass time to be shaky, too, man.
How is DNA going to have to perform? Like,
all over this nigga like a pit bull. I don't know what the fuck DNA going to do, man.
He going to have to do what, like Timo just said, against Disaster, I think. A splash of his where he did the T-Rex a little bit. He's going to have to, like, incorporate all that in three rounds, my nigga. Like, a little bit of she did her. He's going to have to – he was aggressive against her. He's going to have to bring that aggression.
All right, hold on. Don't get it fucked up. The nigga did beat Diz when he was on top of his shit and all that, too. It's not like he ain't go up against nice niggas. We acting like this because of the slump he's in.
Right. And that's all we got to go by.
All right, so
slumping right now.
When did the slump end? If he beats L. Will, then his DNA is back?
Wow. I think that's true.
I think that's true because the only way he's going to beat Ill Will, in my opinion, is to come with just fire. Like, it's going to need that three rounds of great shit to get out of the slump. Yeah, it's true.
Is the DNA who just battled Arcane, does he have that fire?
No.
Nah. Not at all. I ain't doing that like that. I just, you know, I agree with Timbo. Like,
what's the last DNA that of three rounds that we've seen from him consistently in a battle to beat Ill Will?
Say that again, Tim.
Like the consistent three rounds from DNA that we've seen in a battle that can go against Ill Will.
Hey. I'm going to cut you off. Everybody listening, y'all niggas need to start tweeting. It's going to go down tonight, man. We got Ty Long. Okay, I just clicked over real quick to talk to somebody real quick. We got Ty Long, Rain Man coming on. Then we got the special guest coming on ready to talk some shit. I cannot wait. I can't even tell you niggas who it is. You niggas just tune in, man. It's going down tonight. Y'all better believe that shit, my niggas.
We're getting to the bottom of shit tonight.
We're going to get to the bottom of some shit tonight. Y'all know how we're doing on Angry Fans Radio, man.
And let me throw something out there also. Can somebody tweet me, Timbo, or Caps that Summer Madness 4 card that was lurking around? Can somebody tweet one of us, if y'all out there, tweet us that potential card they have floating around Twitter? We'd like to go talk about that, too, if it's possible. Dig our brother's brains if the card is true or not.
I got it right here. I got it.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing it's fake. We have somebody tweet that's fake. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a potential one. We have B Magic versus Ty Law.
Ooh.
Let's go.
We have Snow versus K-Shine.
Who wins that battle right there?
Who wins that battle? Damn, son.
You know what? We got Ty Law coming on tonight. I can't wait to talk to this nigga. He's going to be calling up real soon, too.
I'm going
to
say Magic 2-1, son.
Who punches harder?
Magic.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, son. Magic is a combo sometimes, my nigga.
Harder than Ty Law?
Yeah. No diss. I fuck with you, Ty Law.
You know what?
I fuck with you, Ty Law, but I just
no quit. Comment on that one. No comment. All right. Ty Law's about to be like double punches, my nigga.
But this is a fake card. I suppose this is a fake card, though. And somebody just told me now this is a fake card, but this
we'll
is just
see.
Going
we'll
around.
See. All right.
Right.
Here we go.
Yeah,
well,
let's talk
go.
About it. What else?
Snow versus K-Shine.
That's a joke.
Ooh, Snow got
that's a
that.
Joke. That's a joke.
Yep.
Snow. Yeah, Snow will definitely be K-Shine. Yeah, I said definitely. I'm using the word definitely. That's a pronoun, isn't it? Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I got Snow on this one. Who else? I like this card. Who else?
We got Ill Will versus T-Rex.
Man, look at here.
Ooh, man.
Look at here. Son, I would love to see that match right there.
That might get kind of ugly for Rex.
I ain't want to say it, but I'm glad you did. I got LL 2-1.
You got to keep it real.
Same here.
Listen, man. These niggas know we just talking. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I mean, if you got some bad performances, then you got to know we going this direction with it.
Right.
True.
But you know what, though? T-Rex is so much of a legend. He can hang. I'm not going to say he'll get washed. He can hang, but he can't play. Yeah, I don't think anybody can really play with Ill Will.
Nah, sir, they can't.
I don't think they can play with Ill Will or Tay Rock.
I think, Ill Will you can't play with, son. He's a different, you know. It's, like
he's
I always said, he went from high school straight to the league, my nigga. So, you know, real talk.
This sounds like a damn PG versus top 10. Who else you are?
Yeah, what else you got, Tim?
We got next one. Here we go. We got J. Rel versus X Factor.
Yo, we got to make this card happen, man. This is fucking card we've been wanting mad long. J. Rel and X Factor, I got
J. Rel.
I think J. Rel going to win. Yep.
But you know what? Yo, I want to say J. Rel too, man. But you know what? This might come down to history. We don't know what their history
is. Yeah, this is Detroit.
They both from
this
Detroit.
Is Detroit right here. Yep.
X Factor is shaky, man.
We don't know how this one's going to go. If it's some personals involved that we don't know nothing about, it can get crazy.
After Verb, he's been shaky.
Who?
X Factor.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Next one, you ready? We got KG the Poet versus O Red.
I got KG the Poet 2-1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You running with KG?
Yeah, 2-1. KG the Poet. If this was the roadhouse. Yes, fans, we know that card might not be real. We get it. We're just talking about it since it's out there. That's all we're doing.
You know what? I'm going to have to go with KG also. I'm not even going to lie.
Oh, my God. Y'all going with... Nah, I got Red, bro.
You got Red? Okay.
I got Red is an all-around performer, too, man.
All right. I don't know
about
you got
to think about this, too. Look. Y'all said this is supposed to be... Cause that's how I'm looking at it. The Summer Madness 4 card.
This is supposedly it's not fake. This is fake though. They just had this floating around.
Yeah, but you know what though, my nigga, if that was hypothetically real, my nigga, that means the main stage is involved, my nigga. I don't know if KG is ready for that shit. With that style he got, I don't know.
I think he'd be already 2-1.
We got Adi Boom versus Hitman Holla.
Not feeling that. I'm not feeling that matchup at all.
Me neither. Yeah.
Adi Boom and Hitman Holla.
Nigga, that's like eating French fries with fucking mayonnaise. I don't know. I just doesn't seem right.
Nah, you got it. Told you. Nah,
I'm not feeling it. I got Hitman Holla 2-1.
I got Hitman 3-0.
Oh, damn, Turbo.
That nigga's wild. That shit gonna be 2-1 either way, clearly. Like,
I got 2-1 Hitman.
That shit gonna be 2-1. Man. Ain't gonna be no 3-0s in this one, man.
I got Hitman Holla. It could go Hitman Holla and Gene Travel. It can happen.
Hitman Holla ain't that fucking 3-0 no Adi Boom.
My nigga, you be like, 3-0s are not always bad, though, son. Like, you have three rounds and a nigga just have better rounds than what you were saying.
I don't see
not
that
saying
happen.
You ain't had no fire, but, you know.
I don't see that happen.
All right, next one. We got Danny Myers versus DNA.
Really?
Oh, God.
I ain't saying nothing.
I feel like that's an insult to Danny Myers.
Damn.
Don't forget on Monday is going down Danny Myers and Charlie Clips on Angry Fans Radio, nigga.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Who y'all got, man?
Next one. On this one, I got Myers.
I think we'll say next one.
Clearly.
It is what it is. DNA got to win for us. Like, that time I seen shit was cool, but he got to, like, really, I mean, that, Arcane should have dropped was cool, but he got to, like, really win to get us back.
I agree.
That's how I feel about
that. I agree. All right, last one. We got Prez Mafia versus Sue Surf.
I got this. Sue Surf, 3-Zip.
3-4-6.
I got Surf 2-1.
Surf 2. Prez Mafia and Surf.
I got Surfy.
Yeah, I got Surf. Let me stop, boy. I got Surf. I got Surf on that one, dude.
Surf? All right.
All right.
That'd be a good one. I don't know. I kind of like the first half of that card. I'm not going to lie.
Anybody on hold?
We got, not the ones that you sent me, man.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
That one is. Yeah, we good. All right, here we go. 256-600, you on?
What up? What's poppin'?
What's good, man?
What's good with y'all, man?
Chillin'
right, man.
That's what's up. You know, I'm definitely tuned in tonight. I know nigga Ty Law's supposed to be on here.
Yes, sir.
What y'all think, man? How y'all think this battle gonna play out, man?
I guess this is my question for you. You hear that question all the time, is do niggas think you got it and whatnot? Is that I know that you've been watching, you've been keeping what's going on and shit, so you probably changed this thing a little bit. Did you or did you not?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, my shit evolved, man. Like, you know, I'm not going to get in there sounding like this is 1995 or like we did in 2003. Like, nah, like, my shit definitely evolved, but I'm not going to get in there and lose myself trying to sound like another nigga neither.
Well, Rain, man, let me ask you a question. Are you from that era, my nigga? Like, was that style that bad? Because y'all got your own style in Philly.
Right.
So it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't really think that style was that horrible.
You said, say that one more time. It was horrible?
There's a lot of noise in the background. What is that?
Somebody
got a TV on or something?
You got the speakerphone on right now?
No, that's not me. That's you.
Oh, that's okay.
We good?
Yeah, there you go.
We good now. Oh, it's staying a lot. Hey, yo, Timbo, yo, clear some lines, yo. The other guest trying to call up, too.
All right, hold up. All right, tell him to call in right now.
All right. But the whole thing about that, right, man, I'm going to keep it real, my nigga. It's like, y'all was punching and all that shit back then. So,
right.
What's really different?
Honestly, man, to me, the only thing I think is different is this they slow it down a little bit more in between the bars. You know, they say Philly rappers sound like we rapping on the beat. That's just because they keep that flow. So I think that's the only difference. I learned to actually take a pause in between them breaths, but not to the point you're like, yo, what the fuck is Rain Man doing?
Is there a lot of pressure on you for this battle?
Honestly,
What's going on, nigga?
We got both. OG, what's going on?
What's up, Ray? Tylo,
what's up? Angry Fan, what's good?
What's good, nigga?
I heard you out here painting out pocket checks, all that. What's going on? What's up? Thugging now. Nah,
hey,
I'm telling.
Fuck me out, man. But yo, Tylo,
I'm waiting on that footage.
I think everybody waiting for that shit right there, B.
Hell yeah.
But yo, you said that you was going to out-punch Rain Man. Are you going to punch his lights out?
Yeah, I know what I do. What you mean? Of course, that's what I do. But not only that, I've been in the gym, too. I studied the game tape.
Oh, okay.
I'm
that's
coming
what
in
I'm
a whole new monster
like,
to the battle.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think this out-punching Rain Man is going to be enough, my nigga?
I'm going to tell you
Rain
like
Man's
this.
Rain Man's aggressive.
Because Rain Man is from that era, like, and I'm from that era, too, where you just come, you got your bars with you, whoever got the best bars, you win. I was unstoppable, though. I thought I could do that shit in 2014. They talking about performance, all that. It's more to the game now, you know?
But you know what? That's because of the main stage, in my opinion. Otherwise, like, I'm lost at how the performance became such a big part, too. That's what I'm trying to find out with Rain Man, like.
a lot of, you know, the game just changed. You know, you got the Hitmans out here, you got the Prayers out here. They changed the game, elevated it to the next level. So now it's going to be even better, you know what I'm saying? The bigger battle rap get, the better the rappers got to get.
I agree.
You think so, right, man?
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. I just, you know, for me, man, I got this big thing, man. I don't know. Somebody explain to me, where did the separation come in at? Like, now it just seems like if you a PG, you can't fuck with a vet. If you a vet, you can't fuck with a PG. Like, what's going on out there?
Yeah, it's a lot of running going. I think that's excuses, because on some real shit, he talk to smack knows any of them. They don't believe in that tier shit. It's a bigger name. It's a name. It's a name difference, yes, because they've been in the game for a minute. They got fans, so they use that as an excuse to run from us. You seen what happened when Verb jumped out there. And they going to they might take us on a small league so they can be like, oh, well, I did that for a check. That's not real. They're not going to take us on smack, though. We've been trying to set that up.
You know what that makes
But they
sense,
don't got
too.
To, though. They don't got to take us on smack. I'm not really tripping because we the ones putting on the shows right now. We the ones with the fire battles coming out back to back. When the last time you seen a vet drop a classic on Smack? Was it Verb versus Arsenal?
Great question.
That was a minute ago.
Yo, but Ty, I think a lot of the fans, Three Letter Man, what's poppin', Ty Law? Ray Man, what's goody?
What's good,
what's
Three Letter? Up? Three Letter Man be holding us down on Twitter, too. Salute to you.
You already know. They call me the PG.
Yeah.
I'll be riding for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's because you got that psychic vision. You see the future. That's all.
My nigga. I want to see the young boys get a chance. You know, we should stop calling y'all PGs and just call y'all newcomers, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we went through the PGs. We proved ourselves. There's a couple that's still in there, you know, but they still going to put their work in, too. But
right.
The few y'all talking about, we not PGs no more.
Nah.
We on a roster right now. What you mean? Newest addition to the roster.
That's real shit. Yo, Raymond, let me ask you a question. Like, if you, like, all right, well, I know you probably ain't thinking about the PG top tier shit either, right?
Nah, man, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, I battled this nigga right here just because, you know, one, the nigga called me out, and two, I did my homework. The nigga actually can rap. So that's really what I care about, nigga. As long as you excite me to write for you, let's make it happen.
Oh,
that's
how
I see it, too. That's what it's about, that competition, man. It's battle rap.
That nigga called me out, man. He called me out when I was going through, you know, me and Norbs. Me and Norbs was going back and forth.
I'm not going to lie. I remember that. And the reason when I did that shit, I was like, going to go Hollywood on me, too, like the rest of them.
No.
So I salute you for even taking that. You not even knowing that time at all.
No, like, nigga, like I said, I keep my ear to the street. I watch every single battle, man. Like, I don't care if it's the leagues. Don't nobody give a fuck about. Like, I'm not one of these niggas that's just going to get out here like, yo, I'm about to get some money. Like,
right.
I studied it. Like, I never stopped this shit. So, you know, I hope
that's
this nigga
up.
Ready, man. It's going to be a war, man.
That's what's up. He not lying. It's going to be a boss. That's for real.
Hey, Raymond. Finally, somebody who's admitting that they watch battles. We have a lot of niggas that be coming on this show. They be acting like they don't watch other niggas. It is good to hear a nigga finally say, yeah, I watch other niggas. I'm watching battles, my nigga. I'm seeing what the fuck is circulating and what motherfuckers is talking about. Instead of fronting like, nah, nigga, I ain't watching no battle rap, man. Fuck them niggas. I hate that shit, my nigga.
I mean,
yeah,
you got to
stay hip.
You know, one of the things I pride myself on is preparation, man. If you don't know who the fuck is out here, how can you even prepare to step in the ring? So, Ty Law, Danny Myers, like, it's a whole bunch of niggas. I see what's going on. I'm not ignorant to that shit.
Word.
Shout out Danny Myers. He's been killing shit lately. Do not call the PG, but nah. Exactly. The Rain Man is right, though. You got to stay hip. That's how you stay on top of your game, too. I watch everybody from the little kids to the bitches. Make sure you're not getting better than me. You got to.
Right.
And the bitches stepping up right now. Y'all peep that, right?
Yeah.
I heard somebody say C3 going to be lot as eight. That's crazy,
though.
That was me. Y'all trying to get ratings, huh?
I definitely did not co-sign that shit, my nigga.
We co-sign that. It's me and Timbo, Ty. Me and Timbo.
Nah,
man.
C3 serious,
I'm not jumping out the boat like that, dude.
Yeah, C3 serious, though, for real.
Yeah, she's serious,
you got
bro.
To earn that versus Lotta J, my nigga.
I
right.
think you
no,
can,
Ty, who's your top three right now in Queen of the Ring?
Top three and Queen in the Ring. First of all, that new card they got is going to change the top five,
woo!
I think. But
I agree.
I'm gonna run with Jazz. I fuck with Misfit. Misfit and Dead nice to me too.
Yeah.
I fuck with 40 Bars.
Well,
okay.
First 27.
But Official's creeping up too. Official about to be in the top three too in a minute. In 1 minute.
Whew, Official ain't no.
Right, he's crazy.
We have with Official or Daylight.
Ah, Official. Shit. Skin got there by the skin of her teeth.
Right,
but it's one rounder. That could go either way too. It was a one rounder.
I mean, Ty. Does it really matter though now against Daylight if someone wins or loses? I mean, Daylight wins regardless. You know what I'm saying?
That shit don't matter.
You're right on that. You're right about that. But nah, it's still a good battle. It's like a good look, though. I just like seeing a bar for bar, the winner, the W's and L's. This shit is all opinion to me. As long as it's a good battle, I don't really care.
Right.
But Daylight do win no matter what, though. We do talk about them after the battle every time.
Not about that. Ty, we talked about this on this show when the battle happened down on UFF. Personally, I felt you won 2-1.
That's because you got those bars, right?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real. I felt you won 2-1 and shit. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's another back and forth classic, though. That's what I'm saying. We just putting on right now.
Early. What you thought about that battle, Ray, man?
You know, I'm a critic of myself before anything. So, you know, anytime I watch a nigga, the first thing I think is, can I hang with that nigga? So when I was watching the battle, I think I expected too much from Ty Law just because we're about to battle. I expected fucking cannon shooting and army tanks and just some super amazing shit. And I think, you know, with the stumble in the third round, it was just like, I wonder, can he handle me? And second, can he handle Philadelphia? Because that's a whole different animal right there.
Talk about it.
And like I said, you know, and this ain't no, you know, I'm a vet, so, you know, I'm above this nigga. No, like, I judge this from, you know, me doing MTV around nothing but white folks that don't give a fuck about your punches from Fight Club where niggas don't give a fuck where you from. So, I'm used to that. I'm used to that nobody fuck with you energy. I just want to see can Ty handle what I got and what Philly, that energy in Philly.
Definitely. I'm going to tell you niggas right now.
I hear you. Don't be fooled by the two-minute rounds, though, too. That was light.
It's two-minute rounds?
That UFF shit was 2 minutes. Me and Rain is going to be whatever. Like, that's a real battle right there. You know what I'm saying?
I know that the battle's supposed to be three-minute rounds. That's all I know. So if you say
you like this, Rain, man. You talking about 3 minutes. You made me mad on Twitter the other day. I wrote a meme. 100 bars for you. That's round one. So I don't know. Like, I'm going to be serious.
Hey, man, all I know is, you know, it's an ancient Chinese secret, my nigga. Don't never let your anger get the best of you because that anger ain't always good.
Have.
I'm thinking on my feet, playboy. I ain't angry. Just know I'm ready, though.
The city going to love it. The city of Philly need that, too. That's why I like this battle so much, too. Like, out of all the vets, Rain Man is the one that could really make that comeback. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say no names.
Man?
I came up watching Philly. Reed could do something, but I heard John's bars, though. This shit is serious. Like, I don't know. It's going to be rough.
Oh, boy.
I ain't heard Reed new shit.
Hey, yo, my nigga, I was so mad that recap that I did not speak on John and the Don versus T-Top. I totally forgot fucking with that clown-ass nigga Remedy. Like, yo, John Don went off versus T-Top, my nigga.
Snaps on T-Top. How Danger Zone do out there?
I was by the bar, so I didn't see it, but they said Danger Zone won.
Damn, true.
I know he had a lot of, like, I don't know. I want for you to come back. I'm a hard-body Philly fan. I'm top of them niggas.
I've been hearing a lot of shade, like, you know, I keep my ears to the street. I've been hearing a lot of niggas like Reed and Rain can't come back, and I just be like, what world do we live in where a nigga could just sum you up? Like, yo, they ain't rap, they ain't battle in a couple years, they done. Like, I don't know why people think that.
Yeah, you know, the fans know everything, but they going off with the other vets came back and did. I think they going off with the other vets came back and did, like, all the fans think they Stephen A. Smith anyway, so if they see old Solo and them come back fucking up, they just going to put y'all in a box. This is how they do the PZ rappers, put us in a box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did that.
That's all articulation, though.
Yeah, but niggas, this is what niggas don't understand about the Philly battles, my niggas, that everything that Mook and Rex and, you know what I mean, everybody else is doing back in the day, in my opinion, these niggas are doing the same thing, my nigga. If this was in a whole
Yeah, the only difference is we didn't have no outlets. You know, when New York and, you know, everywhere else, you know, when they battle rap, you know, you got Method Man, Cosign, and Math Hoffa and all that.
Right.
At the height
right.
of our shit, the city ain't support our shit. Like, it was just the fans.
Yeah.
Like, radio, we ain't have no fucking sponsors, no stars, none of that shit.
True.
Man, we're doing this shit back. Matter of fact, what did I say on Twitter? I said I was down to debate. I said, if it came down to it, I got top class over Dot Mob, man.
That's crazy.
Hold
I
up.
Mean,
I don't know. Dot
yeah.
Mob is
kind
of killing it right now.
I said it. I said
Who?
I got top class
Sean
over Dot Mob.
Right?
I ain't stutter.
No, I can't. Got who, though? I didn't hear the first part.
I got top class. That's Reed Dot. That was their whole crew. Over Dot Mob.
Over Dot Mob?
Yes, over
I hear you on that. I hear you on that angry fan, but didn't
now,
say
hold on,
right
hold on.
About
now,
DK
I'm
gonna
show you what shit is. I'm gonna show you what niggas be bugging at. Now, Dre, do you know who's in top class?
Give me the rundown of the names.
That's what I'm trying to say. Everybody looks at shit like over top.
Give me the rundown
like,
of the names.
If you don't know what top class is, you can't really say that.
All right, give me the rundown of the names.
Reed Dollars, Rain Man, Free My Nigga Bricks, Pooh Papers, Eddie Morris, fucking Dumb
I know Eddie Morris.
All these Franks, Frank with the grip is gone. Caution. Kaboom.
I noticed how you're trying to leave out Kaboom. He lost to Tay-Rock,
nah,
right?
Nah,
that's Dot Mob versus Top
no,
Class
bro,
right there.
Whoa, I don't got Kaboom. Whoa, slow down, bro. I don't have Kaboom losing to Tay-Rock. I have Tay-Rock winning overtime. I do not
yeah,
have him losing to Kaboom.
Realistically,
I mean,
yeah. Like, round for round, Boom got his
got
ass. But that last round,
Tay-Rock,
some amazing shit off.
Tay-Rock last round got him over it, my nigga. Kaboom.
I gotta go to the game tapes.
I'm going
Dot Mob. That shit going different though. But yeah, Dot Mob got more than
Eddie
Rock,
Morrison
so he got daylight
though.
Too.
Eddie Morrison was cracked though.
Bro, do you niggas know how Raymond and Eddie Morrison, these niggas is getting down in the battles? Are you
so
crazy?
Trust me, I know.
I'm still going Dot Mob.
Trust me, I know. I
can't
hold
you know,
that whole air, but yeah.
Them tapes will never come out, Rain Man versus 40 Cal, and just making niggas look real crazy in the fight club.
Yo,
like, we got a lot of bad
people
never
put
out.
What's up with that footage, though?
Do we need to highlight? We need to highlight international P&M niggas. What's popping, man?
Yeah.
International P, my nigga.
I'm about to fucking look for international P, man. Like, we need some of these Fight Club footage, man.
And that's
right,
what I'm saying. Like,
you gotta
keep in mind, there's no way I can't make the transition. I'm gonna just say me specifically. When you gotta understand, Fight Club, though it was never as big as Smack, and you know, in no way, shape, or form, that energy in that building was
right.
still something really crazy. And like I said, when I battle niggas like 40 Cal, it's four Philly niggas against a room full of New York, and we was coming out on top.
Mm-hmm.
So this ain't going to be no different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
man.
It's a big difference, though. I hear what you're saying.
Bro.
It's a big difference, though. That one-minute round shit, all you need is two bars.
Yeah,
the 3-minute
yeah,
round shit
yeah.
is a new animal right now, and you got to have crazy bars.
I mean, but again, that shit don't affect me because, like, you know, if niggas don't, I don't know if niggas know, like, half of them battles and all that shit y'all was seeing, that shit was spur of the moment, bro. To have time to write for a nigga, that's like giving me a cheat code.
Yeah, that's how I was feeling when I stepped in, too. I used to walk around with the verses. You got to spit whatever you got and shit.
But you know, wait a minute. You said it. You hit on the head, though, my G. That's the problem I have. We from the era when you had a rhyme on the spot on the block. It was no going upstairs to go pen your shit and go mask this shit in a fucking mirror. And now these niggas be having 2 weeks, sometimes a motherfucking month, to prepare for a nigga. And these niggas don't be coming with 3 rounds sometimes of a crack. It be so subpar sometimes. Like, my nigga, come on, my nigga. You know who he's battling
hell
like
yeah.
a month ago, my nigga. Like, you couldn't get a
struggle. That's the problem.
We're seeing that
it's not
more
the
and
love.
More nowadays.
Niggas don't love this shit. Niggas don't love this shit, man. I love this shit. Like, I really love this shit. I'm hungry to see if a nigga better than me. These niggas don't want nobody to be better than them. They want to check.
Right.
Word,
talk about it.
Word.
Yo, Rain, really quick. Who
hey,
was disappointed?
Hey, yo, shout out. Hold up. Shout out to 40th Street Black on Twitter and Levi did it. I am not fucking bugging, nigga. I'm riding with my Philly niggas. I don't want to hear I'm bugging and none of that shit, nigga. I know what I'm talking about, man.
Yo, Rain, really quick. Who were you disappointed with most of the legends that came back that you thought would be able to kill it?
Wow.
Damn. You put me out there with that one. I can't tell you. You know what? I'll say this. You know, people would say E-Ness is the one, but I look at it like this. It's the situations that you put yourself in. For instance, I think Ness situation could be considered the worst, but it's not because he just got out-rapped. It's because I think he let himself be in a situation with a building full of people and a situation nobody wanted him to win. He could have had an Eminem performance. Nobody would have cared.
Rayman,
it didn't matter.
Rayman.
I disagree with that.
Rayman.
I think he killed himself, though. Like, I'm a Ness fan, but his boss killed him, though.
I mean, you can say he killed himself, but, dog, you got to think, from the time he was rapping, nobody wasn't checking for
but,
what
man,
he was
look
doing.
Look at what that nigga was wearing and shit. I mean, he, from the door, he looking crazy.
His balls were just terrible, son. His balls were just trash.
He didn't look like he was there to really battle, my nigga. Like, I don't know what he was.
I feel you. I understand.
DNA rounds and, I mean, come on, man.
I understand. Listen, I'm a Ness is my nigga. Like, that's my man. So I know that battle. It was like, you know what? I compare his battle to, I guess, what they say happened with Swave 7 and probably A-Verb. Niggas' minds just wasn't in the right. It wasn't the right situation.
But my nigga, I'm gonna keep it real. Look, Raymond, this was DNA. No disrespect to DNA, but he Ness would beat DNA in my opinion, my nigga.
I agree.
He's gonna come at it on some killer shit, like the way he be talking and shit. He should have beat DNA.
I agree. Ain't no excuses can be made for that shit. Like, I can't even argue with you. I feel you. I just think it wasn't a good situation for that nigga, just me personally.
Nah, I feel you. What's up, Three?
Nah, I just thought that Ness just didn't move me at all. Like, it goes back to what I said a minute ago. You knew, it's not like you got to battle DNA's spur of the moment. They called you from Philly and, like, drive down to the battle. You going to tell me that whole month or 2 months of Summer Madness going down, you ain't write down no fire? He ain't right now,
right.
No fire. Ness, come on, my nigga, no fire. Hey, let's be real. It ain't like DNA, Rayman, is a crowd favorite. Niggas be shitting on DNA
right.
as much as they can. So it ain't, I don't think a lot of niggas like, well, you stood no chance. He wasn't battling Lux, a.k.a. Sharif, or nobody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, he battled DNA.
Matches.
You know?
Right.
Ignore me. I'm sitting in the drive-thru. Go ahead. But nah, I hate him, but I fuck with Ness. He killed himself with that crazy glue shit. They was waiting for him to say some whack shit. He went and said something.
Yeah.
But
I'm going
to still salute Ness when I see him. No, he needed to make a comeback battle or something.
Yeah, he got a battle in the same league that I'm in, the WBL, man. He got a battle coming up. I can't think who it's against. But, you know, we vibing together different now. Like, you know, it was a time with Ness, Philly Swain. It was a lot of the two niggas and, you know, Tech N9ne, the few that was repping
Tech
the city.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it. It wasn't like it used to be. Like, used to be me, Reed, and everybody on the phone. You know, niggas spitting they bars. Nah, bro, that ain't hot. Yeah, bro, that's hot. We getting back to that. So you ain't going to see Ness going through that shit no more. Niggas is back in their gym bag how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I
want to
see Ness come back, man. He deserves it.
Hell yeah.
Him and Iron Solomon are two niggas I want to see battle again. They can't just leave the game the way, you know, they last battle wasn't popping.
So we talking about Philly, though? Eddie Morris, though, need to come back. I don't know who's going to move him out of Dime Up. He might get a Dime Up.
I don't think niggas hear me when I say, y'all are saying them individually. If you said them collectively, y'all would know why I said Top Class over Dime Up. But y'all don't hear me, though. It's cool. Y'all keep giving Rayman individual props and Eddie Morris individual props and Reed Dollars individual props and Kaboom individual props like they were not all together at one point. That's where I'm
right,
from
right.
this shit. They were all together at one point. They were a fucking monster, my nigga. I hate that they broke up. I hate that shit to death.
I feel you.
I say that shit right, nigga. I'm a hard body Touch Money fan. I don't give a fuck about shit that happened. They made great music and all that. Trust me, y'all niggas might think I'm bugging because a lot of niggas know about Dime Mob. Come on, man. I'm down to debate. I'm down to have a Philly versus New York show one day and shit. We really break this shit down. I'm telling you, nigga, I do this Philly shit. I'm down to break this whole shit down to you, nigga.
Hey, but I'm glad you said that Philly shit, dog, because that's what I'm trying to do, man. Philly Swain and, you know, like I said, Tech N9ne and Ness, they did that shit by themselves for too long. So, you know, along with WBL, I feel like I'm going to just help bridge that gap, get these Philly niggas back in the game. Because it's a lot of hot Philly niggas, but for some reason, they not getting seen.
That's what I always say. I want to see Philly niggas get shine because there's not a lot of y'all niggas out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
What
like,
you mean? Oh, y'all sleeping on the new Philly, though. Shout out my man Black Mugga. Shout out Million Dollar Cash. They killing shit right now, though. Like,
Million Dollar Cash, I put a couple of his battles in my last blogs and shit, B.
But when I say I'm talking about making a noise, when I'm making when niggas is hollering at them and people are screaming their name, it's like a swamp cop of niggas because not to say you local, but niggas know you around the way. I want to see niggas
right.
on that big stage where that the massive would know who this nigga is, not just niggas who fuck with Philly battle rappers
yeah,
or niggas in Philly. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing about that is it seems like in order to get on the main stage, you got to kick ass.
I mean,
nah,
I
man,
I'm
going to tell you what it is.
Like,
you got to travel, though. That's what it is. You
what
can't just be local. Like, you got to hit the road. You got to go to New York
yeah.
and all that. You can't
yep.
just stay home.
Yep.
I told
oh,
them
yeah.
Philly niggas that shit when I seen them, too. Like, y'all got to get on that road. Y'all going to make noise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's other leagues. That's
I
what I tell niggas.
I was in D.C. for 3 years.
Man.
They ain't know who the fuck I was.
Right. I tell niggas, it's other leagues, man. You ain't got to run around your whole battle career thinking the height is being on a URL stage. It's just about pleasing
right.
your fans and putting
right.
on a good show no matter where you at.
Uh-huh. Get them eyes on you. Then they're going to call you to the stage.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
If you make enough noise, they're going to reach you. That's what you want. Not, you know what I mean? You jumping through hula. I'm hearing niggas be, I don't know, man. That shit crazy, B.
Hey, man, that's the plan, man. At the Ty Law, man, hopefully, you know, we try to work out everything. Head Ice should be next, man.
Oh,
shit.
Wow.
The Warrior Wolf.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's my nigga, Head Ice, man.
Oh, shit, Ray,
yeah.
man, the Head Ice going down,
yeah.
man. Thank you, Fat Radio.
Yeah.
Yo,
you,
man.
I got somebody on Twitter that want to ask y'all a question. My man Cassius J said, y'all sound too friendly on here. Y'all not hungry to kill each other. Is that true?
I mean, I don't know. You know, that's another
the fans
let
that
problem.
The WWF said, listen, we living in
yeah.
real life, man. We're going
right.
to do damage yeah. in that ring. Hey, definitely, though.
I
don't
want to
come in my neck in that ring.
Yeah, like, I tell niggas this on the regular. I don't come from that era where you get on camera or you get in front of something and you start acting different. Like, I'm not
right.
with that. I'm not with that. I'm not with the antics, none of that crazy shit. I got
antics.
Respect for the nigga, but when you get in the ring, I'm going to kill that nigga. Other than that,
yeah.
we ain't going to be talking crazy.
That's
what it is. Right, all that WWF, that's the favorite thing to do, man. For real.
Polo.
Ultimate Warrior shit, right?
I do know one thing, though. I know, A-Town Law, I heard about that 3-0, you know, thing that you think might happen. Is that really true? You really think you're going to win this 3-0, man?
Hell yeah. You want to know why? Listen, I'm not doing 3-0. No more debatables. I'm going to tell you like this. Fuck debatables. That shit is killing me right now. Had a debatable with Snow, had a debatable with Prez. I can't do no more. I'm going for that crown this year. And I got your man B Magic coming up, too. I know the fans are waiting on that.
Oh,
that's going down. We out there then.
Ty Law, you know what? I got to keep real with you, man. You probably ain't going to like your shit. I feel like you should be leading the PGs, my nigga. I feel like you've been battling for a long time. You're best in the grind time ever. And I think you need to step it up, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying, like this.
I want you to step it up. You've been in the game. You're not a new jack to this shit, my nigga.
I'm glad you said that. That's why we was talking about that traveling shit. I rapped in D.C. for 3 years. Nobody gave a fuck. But listen, though, I'm on it right now. My game. I'm on it right now. My shit is all the way stepped up. I watched the game tapes. Like I said, I was already a killer. Nobody ain't out-rapping me yet. All I got to do is perform better.
You
let me ask
you
this, Cass. Who out-rap me, though? Who out-rap me in the battle?
No, you're right, my nigga. I'm not.
It's always some other
shit. Dude, the bars were never in question. You throw, like, double haymakers per bar. So it's not the bars. It's the performances all niggas are saying.
So imagine if I come with that. It's a rap, and I'm on it right now. I'm telling you, man, we got a lot of time to prepare. This shit is not the old school.
But my nigga, here's the contrast. From what I know about Rain Man battle rapping, that performance is fucking vicious. That
yeah, like,
cool.
I
don't have
no
like,
problem worrying about that. All I know is 3-0, man, like, God bless you, brother. Like, if you only had a clue, if you only had a, and this is, you know, niggas be talking crazy just to talk crazy. Like, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, you better take this shit serious, bro. This is your chance.
Yeah.
After this, if you don't do this, you're not going to make it to be Magic, and that's a promise.
Oh, shit.
As I look at this list of bars I got, I'm still saying 3-0. My shit is, like, too crazy right now. And even when I lose, I win. Like, they going to close my shit anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Just don't let the locks down to me, boy.
I hear you. I got the locksmith. Like I said, I'm the new locksmith. I got the keys to the game right now.
I respect it, man. You're supposed to be confident, man. Like, this is what niggas wanted. Like I said, it ain't going to be too crazy. It ain't going to be, nigga, fuck you when I see you at 9. But I'm going to fuck Ty Law life up, though.
Damn.
Talk about
Ooh.
It.
And you based it off what? Some old school shit that happened 10 years ago?
No.
I'm out here on fire right now.
I'm
out here killing right now.
You know what I'm basing it off of? I'm basing it off of, you know, when I pay attention. I'm basing all my theories, not even theories, I'm basing my facts on watching you perform in that last performance.
This is all speculation, though.
No, no, listen. I can see through them glasses when you was hiding your eyes. I can see what was going on. That's why you stumbled in that last verse. I can see that fear.
I hear you.
I smell that shit.
I
smell it.
You
were scared. That's why you had the glasses on.
Imaginary fear? Never. What you mean? I had the glasses on ready for my spotlight. What you mean? I got on TV and went crazy. The locks left the building saying, my boss. No fear in
world. I know I touched the vein, my nigga. Take them glasses off and close your eyes to the camera.
I'm
going to
come
to
Philly with the white sunglasses on and shit. I'm going to come with the angry fan glasses on, matter of fact. Ain't you hosting angry fan?
You already know
he's been
hosting them in the building, nigga. Talk that shit.
I don't want none of this Philly bias when we down there, because the whole squad gonna be down there.
I don't do that, bro. You understand, my nigga. I go for not the underdogs, but, like, I don't like seeing niggas played out. Like the PGs, everybody's trying, not PG, but the newer class for URL, whatever, however you want to say that shit. How everybody's dissing y'all, so I'm going to ride out for y'all. Niggas been dissing Philly.
You
want to
talk about fear?
That
That's fear right there. They don't want to hop in that fire. They're going to do all that talking and not battle,
but
though.
Rain Man is about to, he about to bang with you. What you mean?
Oh, I'm talking about the rest of the vets that be hating. Rain Man is official for even taking me. Like, I got all the respect for Rain Man. He ain't run. I know a couple of vets have been running right now, though.
Who's running, Tyler? Who's running?
I'm not going to
keep
on it.
Oh, shit.
I'm falling back right now because, I'm going to just fall back. But it's true, though. And they're not just running from me. They're running from the whole squad right now.
Oh.
Why? Only ones that stepped up. Cortez stepped up. He's trying to get his buzz back, so he had to step up.
Oh, damn. Nah, you know what? Wait a minute, though. I'm not going front. Cortez been putting in stupid work, my nigga.
Hell yeah. Don't he got 40 bars coming up? My man was telling you about the battle 40,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Got 40
Cortez
bars.
Been putting in that serious work. He's trying to get his buzz back, like I said.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's just me. I don't know.
You think he could beat Danny Myers, though? Let's be serious.
I don't think so.
He's about to be cattle to the wolves right now.
I got Myers 2-1.
Yo, Rayman,
cattle
I want
to the
know,
fucking
man,
wolves.
Yo, Rayman, everybody is watching your battle with Ty Law and Reed Dollar's battle with John John. That's going to, like, if y'all niggas go crazy, Philly going to come back, man. Philly going to come back.
Reed got some shit.
Reed got some shit, man. You got to understand, niggas had Reed Dollar bars for the past 10 years, yo. Like, real shit. Like, go back to them old battles and go watch Arsenal in the Lions Den. And you'll see Arsenal battling, I think it was Tech N9ne spitting $3 bitches way back then.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question, bro. Damn, I don't know if I can even be asking a question. You and E cool, right? You and Eddie?
That's my brother, man. Forever.
Is everybody cool again?
Everybody straight, man. It ain't no, you know, that's that growing up shit, man. Niggas let that fame fuck with everybody.
Everybody's good money. Is there ever a chance, maybe, of a CD or anything?
I mean, maybe, man. Anything possible. Like, I talked to Kaboom every day. Kaboom might call a show. I talked to Boom. I talked to H. Everybody, it's possible, but Eddie Morris don't do music no more, so that's not going to happen.
Man, I'm glad I got the best of Eddie Morris on both sides. Shout out to motherfucking NH. I don't know how I forgot NH just now and shit. Oh, man. Y'all niggas don't even know. I got top class over Dot Mom. Fuck it. You niggas on Twitter can kill me all you want. I don't care, man. I'll actually if I see you.
But we coming in full effect for the battle, though, man. I got everybody coming, man. You know, the whole top class pretty much going to be there. My nigga Murder Moose coming.
Man.
Everybody coming.
That's going to be my summer madness right there, my nigga.
Oh, the card is crazy now. The card is serious.
That's going to be my summer madness right there. Shout out to WBL.
Philadelphia needed a fucking league for the longest, so shout out to WBL for making that shit happen.
Real shit.
Big shout out. I'm so glad I could be a part of this shit. Y'all niggas don't even fucking know, man. I rock with Philly so hard, it's crazy. And I ain't never fucking been there either.
Hey, man, just wait, man. It's going to be an interesting night that night, man.
I'm telling you, man. I just want to see, man, what is Tyler? You got to bring it. Rayman, you got to bring it.
You already
I'm
know.
I'm going to be listening crazy to the bars. Like, I want to see how this is going to go down.
You coming for bars, right? That's all I need to hear.
I'm ready, man.
I'm coming for everything.
Everything.
For everything.
That's even better. Even better.
But the bars, I already told you before on Twitter, Tyler, you the type of nigga that I probably got to watch on YouTube a couple times. I told you.
Yeah. That's why I say I always went on camera.
You. Time, I'm not going to get everything. I won't even sit here and lie like I would, nigga. Your punches go crazy and shit, son.
Hey, good looking, good looking.
That's going to be my advantage,
though.
That's
why I always win, though.
I see.
You might win
it.
I always win on camera.
I see what Ty Law do, and I see what niggas like Ty Law do, and, you know, my one advantage is going to be ain't nothing going over nobody's head. I'm going to fuck him up to the point you ain't got to think about it later. You ain't got to put nothing together. He's going to be fucking
that's
a mess.
That's how you coming?
I'm not with all that. You got to think about it. We're not scheming. I'm not doing none of that. Just beat this nigga down.
That's the Rain Man I know, B.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, we know
that's
Rain Man. We know about
man.
That flow.
And you know what? Let me tell you something. It doesn't, like, just because you got a style like that, it doesn't mean just because you punch or you scheme that style is better than somebody being straightforward with you, man.
Right.
It don't mean that at all, man. If Rain Man can come correct, like, and just be straightforward and, real, and literally verbally fuck you up, my nigga, I mean, it is what it is. I don't think, in my book, a scheme ain't gonna get out of that shit right there.
When the last time you seen me scheme? Come on, I'm going all bars, all crazy.
I mean,
I'm not coming
order.
To play.
I don't even just mean just you. I mean battle rap in general, my nigga. You feel
You're
me?
You're definitely right on that, because I seen a who took an L recently trying to scheme too much?
I mean, niggas
40 bars?
All the time. Yeah.
Yo, they like came and punched the lights off.
Rayman, let me ask you a question.
So hard.
Mm-hmm. Rayman,
what up?
Are you familiar with, because I no disrespect to the Philly battle rappers, I fuck with Philly rappers heavy. Bean,
right.
Freeway, I'm going to ask you about Santos. Is he big in Philly?
Oh, Santos, shit. What you know about you Santos?
That nigga's, well, I know, nigga, I fuck with Philly rappers, no disrespect to the Philly battle rappers.
You
I fuck with Philly hip-hop.
He's the hottest new nigga. He's the new face of Philadelphia. Like, I'll say that shit.
My nigga, let me tell you how real it is. I saw this nigga on Cosmic Kev, right? I ain't never seen a nigga spit pain rap for fucking 15 minutes, my nigga. Like, I had to grab a Kleenex after listening to this nigga spit. I was like, yo, this nigga Santos is a fucking monster.
Santos
been all real life, sir.
You got it. And he a humble nigga on top of that. He not a dickhead. Like, he a humble nigga. Young boy got it, man.
That young boy, Jesus, Lord have mercy. My nigga, 15 minutes of straight crack. I sat there like, damn, my nigga. And like Chris said, Philly got the most rappers. Y'all got about 2 million rappers. It's like, you know what I'm saying? AR-15, AR. What's up with AR, man?
Which one you talking about? AR-AB?
AR-AB.
Yeah, AR-AB still booked, man. Shout out to the whole OBH, man. I was just talking to my man, his brother on Twitter, man. So they all coming, the whole OBH coming to the battle, which will be crazy.
Oh,
man.
My God, are you serious?
Cool.
Oh,
man, Lick
Law.
Yeah. It's
going to
be crazy.
I'm going
to
love this shit.
Everybody coming to pretty much, and we ain't trying to have no dumb shit. We just trying to have a positive event, make this shit keep happening in Philly, man.
My nigga, I fucks with OBH so hard, Breezy Baguettes, all of them. I tweet these niggas all that shit, son. They coming to the event?
Yeah, man. I don't know. You know how that go. Them niggas is like Voltron. They deep as fuck, but them niggas is coming.
I'm going to be acting a goddamn fool when I'm over there, man.
And then not to mention all my team homie niggas is going to be in the building, man. This is going to be real crazy.
I don't know.
What's
up with that? I don't know if Sway's fucking me too tough right about now. I don't know, man. But
let me ask y'all a question. What's up with that funny nigga Cassidy, man? He's making songs I know coming at battle rappers. Is this nigga on a battle rap or he just talking on the sidelines, yelling? What's he doing, man?
I'm going to tell you like this. Cassidy was one of the best, but like I say, I think he's trying to get his buzz up right now coming at the URL rappers. But he might hop in the ring how they talking. But if he does, though, he'll be cattle to the wolves. I'm going to tell you like that. Unless he battle Meek. I know Mass been trying to get at Cass, though. Mass would kill Cass.
You think Mass would kill Cass?
Wow, I don't know about that.
Mass Hopper.
Going a little far right there, like... Go a little far, young man.
Yeah, you going a little far there, cousin.
And we fuck with Math, but I kind of think you
I respect Math, man. I know niggas that can rap. Math can rap. I called Math out years ago when I first wanted to get in the ring. He declined that shit, of course, but just realistically, you got to respect Math. Outside of the punches and all the dumb shit, the nigga can rap. But Cassidy, nah. Nah, I can't see that. Not Cassidy, bro.
The Pop Muscle Hustler, my nigga. The Pop Muscle Hustler. Come on, y'all.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
But I got Math 2-1 taking that, definitely. He just more seasoning cash.
Mm.
But okay. I don't know if he's going to hop in the ring. He probably going to ask for a lot of money or something. But we can make that happen, though. They might get cash for Summer Madness or something. We'll see.
Oh, you never know. That would be crazy.
Now, I got a question for Ty Law.
Oh,
are you worried in any way possible? You know, because it's possible, anything's possible. But are you worried in any way possible that if you take a L dramatically in this battle, that it's a good chance that could slow up your next battles?
Nah, not at all. Because I got Sweet Vic right after you on URL. Like, it's just looking too sweet for me right now. Let's say I take an L, I'm gonna win on camera. First of all, they're gonna break them bars down and be quoting my shit. Mm. Then I'm going to body skull on URL the month after. What you mean they going to love me? Me and Skull got a one-off set up, too, like right after that battle.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, I'm confident in these bars I got. Trust me, I'm sitting on shit from years. I'm not even going to speak on it.
Man, don't
shit coming up.
You better have some right now shit, nigga. Don't have nothing you've been had, nigga. You need something right now. I'm not coming with
the pressure.
I'm
gonna tell you like this. I'm not worried. The pressure's really on you for real. They know what I do. They know I'm coming in, bar you, give you some more shit. It's can you adapt
you know,
to this era right now?
No,
real,
he's not
right though. He's right.
You gotta let me school you now. You know why the pressure's actually on you? Because the difference is I moved down south, bro. Like I live a real easy life. My life is pretty much paid for. I'm chilling. Like I don't have to do this shit.
Hey,
I do it because I love
Ray
it.
Man,
this is currently I love this
how
shit.
Far
south, so I don't
Ray
have
man?
To do it.
Ray man, I far down south for you. Will you buy me?
I'm right in Alabama actually. I'm in the hood.
Okay.
Hey, Angry Fan, you stay down south?
I'm an NC.
Oh, that's how you be going to that spit that he said. Okay.
Yeah, because they only like 5.5 hours away. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't be dropping that 8-9 hours. Shit is crazy, man.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm about to stop going everywhere so I can talk my shit again. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas been getting real relaxed. I've been seeing these battles and shit.
Real relaxed, though.
You see? But you know what? At one point, they weren't relaxed when I was on their ass like that, pause. You know what I'm saying?
I've been seeing the bullshit verses coming. Like, you might not get a third round from the top 10, for real. You need to be in the room to see what they do, though.
Yeah.
And I don't respect that, my nigga. I might just be a fan, but I'm an outspoken fan. If niggas don't like it, it is what it is. It's how I am. But
The MCs don't respect that either. The MCs are putting that work in, working hard. They don't respect that either. That's bullshit. And they getting paid big bread to come slap.
They can't pay up what they did the past 2-3 years, but it's like, what about now, my nigga?
Right.
I agree, man. This battle shit is like females. It's like, what have you done for me lately? If you ain't giving these fans nothing consistent, you fucked up.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo,
I don't know.
That's
man.
How we look at it, but the fans not really looking at it like that. Like, Young Ill came up, got fucked up a couple times, right? Whack-ass performances. They still put him in the top ten,
now,
right?
What you think about Young Ill, man? Fuck that shit. What about Young Ill?
Young Ill is the sweetest Vic right now. I'm trying to battle him because it's an easy win, and he got a cool following.
Oh,
but
man,
you know what?
Wow.
He won't battle
me,
though.
Let's go.
I'm not coming at Young Ill. He's nice, but let's be honest. He got to go off his last five battles, right?
What you mean he's a Vic? He's nice, but he's a Vic.
Sweet Vic, right? Hell yeah. He been slacking.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them been slacking, though.
Yeah, let's be serious. K-Shine, is he in the boat, too? Huh?
He's a sweet Vic right now.
Yo, I fuck with K-Shine too, but we talking about battle rap right now. Is he a Vic?
He's a Vic.
Hell yeah.
Okay. This one.
Because he got a Vic. DNA, that's my man. I'm not going through that.
DNA's not a Vic.
He's not a Vic.
He's a pocket check.
Pocket check?
Yeah.
You almost a Vic. Nah, let me tell you, DNA, how old? Like 22. He's still getting better every day. He could come battle Ill Will and be a new monster. We won't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you know
that
what?
Ain't happening, that ain't happening.
Hey,
yo,
that ain't happening.
I like talking
not
shit about
Ill Will.
That nigga be listening to shit. He be listening to me when I talk shit about him. I like talking shit about DNA. That motherfucker will respond on Twitter like, fuck you real quick to me and shit.
Nah, DNA know what he got, dude. That's a tough matchup, him and Ill Will, though, but
that's why I'm feeling
nicer, though. Ill
Will's a problem, dog.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah,
Will's a whole different level type of beast right about now and shit.
But shit. Yo, it's just,
Yo,
I'm saying,
I got bars,
yo,
man.
Anything you niggas want to ask real quick?
Yeah, I want some bars.
Oh, you want some bars?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask. Everybody got spit on here. I love that shit.
Yeah, we got to spit on here, my G.
Oh, yeah,
rappers get
like
on
that,
the interviews.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, because everybody get on the interviews, they just be talking the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
we
they
spit
bars.
The
come on, now. We ready when you are.
Right.
Oh, y'all about to go away? Okay. See, I was trying to save my shit. I'm going to give up a couple of bars or something exclusive, though. Go ahead,
Ty. Please do,
I
man.
Got
man
you.
For me. And I'm going to tell you guys what we do also, is that we actually we put all the battles, all the verses on, like, one big-ass thing. Like, the last one we got with Disciple was Murder Mook, and Hollow was on there and all that. So trust and believe, y'all got to be put up there. Yeah, exactly. We had Hollow, all them dudes on there. So y'all going to be up there with the big names. Don't give us no candy bars. I don't eat
Yo,
niggas.
Y'all ready?
Sure.
Y'all can hear me? Look, I be on that fuck bitches get money. I fuck bitches with money. You eat the twat, I beat the box. Just give her the Dougie. I'm fresh, you stressed. I'm in the booth for getting high. Stone like I look Medusa in the eye. Music is a grind. I ain't listen to them losers getting signed. It's tough, but it's no biggie like when you listen to Shine. Do some shit that's mine, then they use it in their lines. Like you spit your bars after church. You was still in ties. Tommy with the drums, suit with the disguise. Then you hear the drums banging, but the music isn't live. Cooling with a five-star freak, cruising in a ride. No Reggie, I'm rolling two up with a dime. Walk in the movies high, arm around a date, big coat on. Going to see some funny shit, we had to get our smoke on. She rolling so I know the back row will be good. Came with a hoe like I'm Jim Duggan, holding my wood was good. She ain't hit it in the theater, but the ride home, she was blowing on me like an instrument. She trying bone. Then I'm chiefing out front. I breathe it out, then proceed to teach you about blunts with a skunk. I learned at a young age not to ride with snakes. That loud smoke make it easy to disguise the hate. And if I get close to your bird, a mind gets shaped. Like driving close to the curb, tire scrape. This brand new shit you could jock. She got my rap name tatted, then I changed it to listen and watch. You dying to make some niggas they guap. Funeral home making Don King money. They just get them the box. I keep going.
So, bro, who next? Give me some more bars. What's good? Who got up?
Yeah, I didn't want you to stop, Tyler. Jesus. All
right. Hey, I just
going?
Got to... I ain't come to you know, get y'all niggas a million bars. I ain't gonna front. I'm trying to say that shit in the battle. But if I was gonna get that nigga something, I'd tell that nigga, I'm magnificent. I kill him and act innocent. It'll be magic how they wonder where that nigga went. He don't match me. Flow nasty. Black licorice. You talk hard but act pussy, you had clitoris. You want to try me? Why? I done caught bodies since 95. Team Homie, been a killer since Alf and Johnny 5. Tell John John for saying my name. Somebody dies. He got an ass whooping coming. That shit is tsunami size.
Woo!
Back to fun, tall, skinny son. Tall, skinny bum. He's 6 feet, but my gun 1 foot and can lift a ton. Hit him up, get him done. He talking shit, clip his tongue. Body with one word, I ain't gotta lift a thumb. That's right, man.
Mm. Okay, okay.
I'm trying to tell you niggas, man. The main man don't gotta be doing all that punching.
Round two, it's on Ty Law. Let's go.
Y'all is not about to get that. Nizzle. And y'all gonna have niggas going in the archive. No, save that shit for the ring.
It was worth a try. Come on.
I ain't mad at you, homie.
No, even though he tossed for this third round on me just now, it's all good. I know you got that third round right there.
That's some, what Hollow the Don call them? That's some dirty bats throwaway
balls. Dirty
bats
balls. Dirty bats.
True shit. True shit.
Yo, I cannot fucking wait for this goddamn battle. You niggas just do not know.
Oh, that's going to be crazy. The card is crazy, too. We got Easy to Block Captain against Slave on the card. We got 40 Mugs going against Briscoe. Oh.
You got Daylight versus my nigga Bliss. That's going to be crazy.
Daylight and Bliss Creed.
Ooh, Bliss Creed going against Daylight on the card, too. That's going to be crazy.
Sheesh.
Newborn is on the card, too.
Yeah. It's so many motherfuckers. I'm in the blank right now. It's like eight matches that same night.
Y'all said Newborn's
on
the card?
Hell yeah.
Newborn's on it.
Yeah, we got a lot of females on the card,
Newborn,
too.
Newborn battling
Madface.
Right.
Y'all
Madface. Newborn? Yeah, Newborn battling Madface, man. The card is going to be packed. His name's in his all that shit on this card. We going to talk about that shit, man. This right here was something light, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going down May 31st. All y'all fuck with Philly, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all niggas tune into the radio. We're going to be talking about the event coming up nonstop and shit. I just want to try to get up here and start promoting y'all shit early, you know what I'm saying? We're going to try to have you niggas back up here before the event even goes down again. Individually, probably this time, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
But that's how we're going to do that, man. Yo, I appreciate you niggas calling up. I'm trying to get you niggas back up here before May 31st, definitely, dude.
No doubt, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for your time, man.
Hollywood ass nigga. That nigga told me, man, fuck your show. How much you getting paid and shit. I said, damn.
Never that. Don't do me like that. But nah, though. Yeah. I do got a question for you, Angry Fan. I got a battle going down on the show with Danny Myers.
Yes, Danny Myers. Yeah. Charlie Clint. First came on the show when he called Danny Myers out for the bars. What do you think about it?
When is that going down? That's going to be
next
crazy.
Monday.
Y'all tune in Monday, 8 to 10. Danny Myers and Charlie Clips is going down 32 bars. They both
crazy.
Got 32 bars. A lot of niggas have been asking about that shit, too, man. I don't know, man. That might be something. I don't know. We'll look into that right there.
Wow. That's going to be the proof that you need right there. Y'all already know Danny Myers is the truth. That's the proof when he killed Clips. Watch.
Danny
beating
Clips.
Hey, oh,
man, Clips
nice though.
Oh no, man, Clips my favorite nigga, man. I don't know.
Yeah, Clips.
I know Danny a beast though. I think that nigga live breathe shit, hip hop nigga rhymes. I think that nigga write when he get up in the morning. So.
Hey, yo, I'm not gonna lie. Danny finished his bars like the day after he was on the show. He's been ready for a week and a half,
right.
2 weeks.
He one of them niggas that are just racked for nothing. He don't even got to get paid, man. He's a problem.
Exactly.
Just show up and spit 100 bars, yup.
Right.
But, yo, y'all check y'all tweets, man. I'm going to be hanging y'all up shortly, man.
No doubt.
Y'all
take it easy.
Back. Get with me.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Rain,
we're going to make that move after the battle.
No doubt, yo.
Hey, Rain, we're going to make that move after the battle, too, in the studio and shit.
Oh, yeah, look for that, man. Rain Man and Child Law, we're going to be in the booth, man. Look for that, y'all.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
More fire coming.
Oh, shit.
Most definitely, man. Y'all niggas salute, bro.
Salute. Rain Man and Child Law.
Get with me.
Early.
Salute, Rain and Child Law, man. Crazy.
Man, hey, man, I just be trying to show love, man. I want different niggas coming up here, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm a hard-body Philly fan. So, Rain Man been waiting a little minute to come on the show. I wanted to pop before he got on. Ty Law, top PZ nigga. We just trying to show love everywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, we got a special guest for you guys coming up.
Crazy, man. Mm. Oh, the special guest?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me get this. Let me work some magic real quick. I'll get this special guest to call in and shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Dre.
What up, homie?
Yo, Dre. What do you think of Cicero?
Cicero's nice. He was nice. I had somebody ask me that early, rapping to Cicero.
He was fire.
He was fire. I liked him. I liked him with Black Wall Street, too. Not going to lie.
Black Wall Street.
No. Y'all are sleeping on nice is an understatement. He was fire.
I thought he was nice.
He was fire. What up, Dre? Yeah. I'm talking to you, Dre.
I told you, I don't do Philly battle rap, but I do Philly rappers, hip-hop. I do hip-hop Philly.
Battle rap Philly, and that's not really my
Philly,
team.
Philly has the best battle rappers, hands down.
I don't know about that.
Let's talk about it.
Nah, I don't think Philly got the best battle rappers, no.
Talk about it.
Yeah. It's hard to talk about it. A bunch of, you know, I ain't going to go there, man.
Do you know of Hollow, man? You know,
I've seen these niggas. They never moved me, though, my nigga. When I was on YouTube and I watched them niggas, they old shit.
Nah, man, they
don't really move me. Reed is the only nigga that really moved me.
Nah,
Reed Dollar is the only nigga that ever moved me out of Philly. He had a battle in years.
Hell no. That's crazy.
They haven't been in the league in years,
no.
though, my nigga.
Even Jadakiss said Philly got the
rappers. He said he didn't say battle rappers. He said rappers. Rappers. Big difference.
Nah. That's what I'm saying. Philly's the type of niggas where you got to actually follow these niggas to actually be talking about them and shit. That's what I mean.
I fuck with Philly hip-hop.
Yeah, if you don't fuck with the battle
rap. Philly battle rap,
like,
not too much.
If I start talking about Quilly Mills and shit like that, like if I say Georgia had, niggas would be like, oh, yeah, he got knocked out. But niggas won't talk about all the dope shit he did, like his freestyle with Beans in the background and shit like that. They won't talk
freestyle
about that.
Is nice, though. His freestyle is nice.
But
Mike Knox, Mike Knox and them
they
niggas.
All battles.
But see, I like Black Thought, Cassidy, Santos, Beans. You know, I like the hip-hop Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Compared to battle rap
underground,
Philly.
The underground squad is stupid, too. I'm trying to see what's going on with the guest caller right now so we can get this shit popping. What about NH Blitz? Blitz Creed and Daylight.
You think Philly got a better than the Midwest?
I mean, we got to see him all now is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Gotta,
I can't talk about niggas I haven't seen in years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I won't lie about that, but the niggas, they definitely up there.
Dot Mob status? I don't know, B. I don't know. I don't know about that one. Because Dot Mob, between a whole bunch of them Dot Mob niggas, they got so many footage out there that's just...
Yeah.
You know?
Yo. We got the guest caller on the line.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It is me.
Captain, what's poppin'?
It's me. It's
Captain.
It's the Captain. What's good?
What's good?
What's the word? Talk to me.
I mean, we see a lot of tweets going on. Thank you, Verb, for calling on the show, my nigga. Real shit.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no problem. You know I'm always going to come. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing but something
really
to do.
I appreciate that shit, my nigga.
For sure. There ain't no problem. So what kind of tweet y'all see?
What's going on with this whole goods and the goods battle? What's going on, my G?
Alright, well, I'm going to say this to y'all just like this. Verb will be in New York City June 7th working this boy out.
Oh, you are?
Listen to what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Listen, regardless, I came to the conclusion in my mind of fuck. If they boo, they boo. Fuck. It is what it is. Like, it ain't nothing I can do. What do you want me to do? I mean, it ain't like it's something that I haven't seen before, or ain't nothing. It's nothing new to me. Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm it's a bet.
Mm-hmm.
So we on it. If they boo me, it stamps the fact in my mind that I understand that I'm that nigga, and they cannot take me first. Nobody in that city can take me further. That made me feel better. So, therefore, I will be on the stage talking that shit, whether they accept it or not. Okay? I'm in the building,
Ooh.
And that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, because, you know, the Twitter was on fire because we all thought that you wasn't going to battle.
Well, you know what? At this time, everybody that's been following this shit, they know what it is. They know if I go out there, you know, they know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really no point of saying it no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you as soon as you hear, okay, a dude will be here, then, you know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So at this point in time, you know, the thing is, the crazy part about New York City is, evidently I must have said something to piss them off some years back or something.
Yeah,
but,
you did, at the end of the day,
you know, I must have said something, but at the end of the day, the words probably should have been rerouted differently. I probably should have said, these rappers
in New York because, you know, this was new to me. Like, it was new to me to see niggas making up stories on niggas that wasn't true. It was new to me to see niggas transform when the camera come around. Because the crazy part is, like, you know, with a lot of the New York MCs, they'll be cool, you talking normal as hell. That lens click on and they change to something that they never was. So this is all new to me. So at the time, I was like, the tag of my mind was, these New York niggas be tripping. You know what I'm saying? They're weird. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, the whole city, the city took it as, you know, he's saying he don't like what we represent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Somebody in jail. Hold on.
So it's going down.
Going down. Yeah, it's going down. About time. That's what I'm talking about.
Hello?
Yeah,
yeah,
Verb.
Hey, Verb. Fat Mac off of Twitter said, "I was just gonna say Verb is a diva, but you tell him he got my respect as a fan of his."
Well, you know, I think respect is earned, and I've been out there, you know, because see, here's the thing with me. The thing with me is I'm proven in every city I've been to. Every city I've been to, I've gave niggas the chills. Every city. This is something that you can pull up and look. See, don't count Charlie and Rex. Those are the only two times I've been booed in New York City.
Okay.
Actually, after Good, I'd have been and seen seven of them niggas. Do you understand what I'm saying? Seven. You understand? Every borough in that motherfucker I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Every borough. The Bronx, Queens, Harlem,
mm-hmm.
Brooklyn. What's the other one? It's another one. The Bronx, it'll be Good. Brooklyn was Math. Harlem was Charlie. Rex. Yeah, Charlie Rex and Sway. Okay, who's this? I don't know if you know if it's a rap out there. If it was, I'd have seen them. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't nothing new for me. You know what I'm saying? I've been here before.
But is it going to be a fair battle?
No, of course, no. We know that, but that's not... That's not what we hear. We play the game for. The game is played.
Okay.
This is what I think. The game is played if it's fair or not. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to call. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to call because of the circumstances. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not even here for the circumstance. If they boo, they boo. Fuck it. What do you want me to do? It just furthermore proves the fact of this is the only place where I can get a one-on-one match at.
But Verb, honestly, let him man. What's good, my nigga?
What up?
I want to ask you a question though, because and I said this on the show early this week. I don't think out of town a nigga is gonna get that 10 stacks from Diddy. They wasn't gonna let that transpire. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
no. But you know what? For me, it was disheartening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For me, because I feel like if I'm gonna lose the money, let me lose the money fairly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let me lose the money. On the fact that a nigga was just... Because this is what we do. We battle.
Mm.
This is what we do. We battle. And sometimes niggas are going to be better.
I don't think you're going to get booed, Bird.
Huh?
I don't think you're going to get booed.
I think... I don't know.
It's been years now, Bird. It's been 2 years since Summer Madness 2. You know, that's 2012. I think you've calmed down with taking shots in New York. You know what I'm saying? And we fuck with you, my nigga. You got fans, my nigga. When you call up here, New York people is trying to holler at you. Niggas fuck with you, Verb.
Let me say this to you.
Right.
Niggas do fuck. Listen, let me tell you something. I get a lot of from that city. Because one thing about New York City is if you got bars, they like it. They appreciate
Word.
That shit. And that's one thing that I always have had. You see what I'm saying? I always could talk that shit. So, it's an automatic thing. I think it became like a Duke-North Carolina war. But I understand it. And my thing, where I was upset about the situation was the fact of this nigga never leaves his city. He never leaves. You understand what I'm saying? It's not taken away from what the boy can do, because he can rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get it fucked up. Like, I'm not a fan of his, or we're not cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he never leaves. He's left. He's been on the road one time.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And he did not do good. I'm proving to be good
it, man,
on the road. I'm proving at the crib. It's a difference.
Right.
It's a total difference. Yeah. Like niggas only can relate to what I'm saying when they've seen other different crowds of people. When
I
you
agree
see
with
different
that.
Crowds of people, you know what I'm saying? When you see different crowds of people, different lingo, different just different looks of people. When you got to make the move, then you got to tip your hat to them. At first, Charlie was like that. When Charlie started getting on the road and he's overseas, Charlie is that.
Right.
You can't take that from him because, simple fact, he's rocking every one of these spots.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So he is that. That's real with him. We haven't seen if it was real with Goods yet.
It's like scoring 61 points, like Kobe scoring 61 points in L.A. and 61 points on the road. You know what I mean?
That means it's real. That means it's real. Let me say this to you. One thing about St. Louis, is it tough to take Verb in St. Louis? Yes. Extremely. It's a task that is very difficult. But the only thing about St. Louis is we're not going to boo you.
That's
and
true.
If the shit is hard, they are reacting. That's not even – come on. Arsenal said fuck everybody in our city. He came to our city, and they cheered. You see, if it was hard to them, they – regardless, because it's still a sport. You still got to play the game. You know, they might have been personal – you know what I'm saying? They might not have been personal favorites of the nigga, but they respected it and say, these niggas on stage. Let's hear that shit.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't – handicap me. If I go in there and they start booing off the jump, then, I mean, I'm fighting with one arm behind my back, and everybody can see that. But I don't, personally, for real, deep down inside, I think they're not. I think that I'm going to be able to get a fair one, dude.
I think so, Verb. I really do, my G.
Listen, if I can get the fair one with the nigga, God. If I can get the fair one, it ain't been a nigga in battle rap who seen me fairly and did not sweat when he left. It ain't been not one nigga in battle rap who seen me in a fair shot was not sweating bullets. Go pull it up. All my shit is documented. So look, every nigga know is real with me. Every nigga know is real with me when they get in front of me and it's a first shot. Now, if y'all gonna jump me, then you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Hey, bro, you wanna fuck Goods up?
Huh?
You gonna fuck Goods up in that ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's one of them niggas that I don't think Goods is a very. He's not bar heavy, but if you look at his wins losses, that nigga's hard to beat though, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Hard.
Like you
listen,
got the boss.
Listen, he's hard to beat in New York City where he's cushioned.
Okay.
That's just period to end. You have not seen him with his back against the wall yet. You have not. You have not seen Goods in a situation where he has to fight back. You have not. You see Goods on offense. You don't see him on defense. You don't. Every time Goods is on stage, he's the more dominant one because everything is in his favor. Do you know what it's like when your back against the wall and the other nigga's getting cheered because y'all at his house and you still got to fight for that?
But he wasn't the favorite against X-Factor, though. Verb.
But he was at home, though. It don't matter. There's more people.
Yeah, but
a lot
of niggas thought
X-Factor
was going to wash Goods, though, my nigga. I thought X-Factor was going to wash Goods. I'm going to keep it real. And that didn't happen.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all this, too. Now, I already had a blog. I haven't got a chance to watch it. Some things, this is the part where I say just keep it realistic. I saw shit where he said that I've been begging him for a match. Now, wait a minute, my nigga. Wait a minute. See, some of this shit got to stop. Because in 2009, when we showed up, he wanted to go in the house. He didn't want smoke.
He's getting pussy.
Talk about it.
I'm saying, like, if we're going to be real, let's be real.
Mm.
Am I a fan of his product? Yes. The boy is nice. Okay? The boy is nice. But when we showed up there, he wanted no smoke. Right? Okay.
True.
This is proven. No smoke.
Facts.
Right? So look, as time progressed, you know, the Goods A Verb thing got cold. I want y'all to tell me, what was Goods' last three-round battle?
Damn.
Factor. X-Factor.
What year was that?
That was 2012?
So here's my next question. Is Goods hot right now?
I'm going to say, yeah, he beat Danger Zone. Well, a lot of people thought Danger Zone was going to win that battle, too. Huh?
It was a one-rounder.
Okay, listen.
Yeah, but he still got a W, though.
Okay, listen. Are we counting a one-rounder?
First battle, one-round.
This man has not battled since 2012. We count that. I mean, it's an opinion. If we count it, we count it.
I count it, bro. I count him.
I see what you're saying about that. I mean, I guess you can kind of count one rounders, but, like, is he hot? No, he's not. Like, as in a three-round sense, Allen, have we seen Goods battle three rounds?
No.
Is he that hot? No.
Okay, here's my next move.
Okay.
I don't need to battle Goods. That's something that's proven. I don't have to do that. This is not a match I have to do. This is a match he has to do because it's a match that people want to see, and this brings him back up relevant. You understand what I'm saying? That's the thing. My last URL battle was in 2012 against Rex. I put on five great shows since then. Off URL.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm staying relevant in the mix. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's the difference. That's the difference. I don't. If I say no, I'm not coming, then Good stays who he is, and I stay who I am. You hear me?
But Verb,
but,
to play devil's advocate, what are you going to say to the people that say, yeah, you're the favorite. You might be the favorite going in, but you know we live in a world of battle rap where they live on your last battle. I ain't really think you took Caustic seriously. Am I right on that?
No. I did take Caustic seriously. I didn't take being sick. That was last minute for me. Yeah.
Okay.
That was last minute for me. I didn't know. I didn't expect that. You know, like the thing is, when you go and the thing is, I'm a professional, my nigga. I'm a professional. And the thing is, if I'm sick, I'm not gonna cry about that. You feel me? I'm not going to cry about it. All night long, I sat in the corner, my nigga, because I didn't feel well. My body was telling me, bro, we don't feel good. My mind is telling me, this is a job. We got to get this done. You know, by the time I got to the third round, my body was telling me, we can't do this right now. You feel what I'm saying? We can't do this, Bert. You know what I'm saying? I'm not throwing up on myself for none of y'all. So y'all can make me the joke of the week. Never. Nobody's too here today. Nobody's dunky of the day is Verb. No, I hold this shit in. How about that? How about fuck this round? How about that? How about I'll eat this one. You feel me?
Right.
That's not a big thing. I'll eat this one. And that's it. I mean, he had jokes, but on every poll that's up, I'm winning still.
You're winning though. Yeah, I see that though.
That's true.
I was tight at you, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with you, bro. I was a little tight, so I ain't gonna lie. Cause I fuck with you, and I thought you were gonna slap him up and shit, but.
Well, at the same time, my nigga, it still was 2 weeks prep. We had to do it in 2 weeks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can wrap my shoddy rounds to y'all now. They're not the same.
Right.
You feel me? So it's still, but just in case that ever happens, I have to stay on that.
I'll get ready, Blake, man. You can give us one of the rounds.
No, because I kind of need it. You never know what's going to happen.
I feel you.
You know, I've been done with that shit since January. So at the same time, do I want to, if the opportunity pops up and they say, Shotty ready? No, I don't want to start writing again. We good. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. But I have his material set to the side. Me and Caustic both had to get ready in 2 weeks. That's why he was just joke heavy. You see what I'm saying? He was just joke heavy. And, you know, they like jokes. That's just what it is. But the internet doesn't like that shit. We want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
So,
Caps,
you know.
Let me ask you a question, Caps. If Goods, I want to get Caps and Tim on this right quick, Verb.
Yes, sir.
If Goods beats Verb for whatever reason, is that the biggest win in Goods ever had?
No, because of where we are. Because of where we are. Like, you got to understand.
Right.
Okay, so let me ask you, if Good beats Verb and they are booing me, does that count with y'all? Or how
I don't like that bullshit. I don't like that shit, Verb.
No. I'm asking y'all from consumers. Do y'all if Good beats me and they're booing me, honestly, or not fucking with me or overhyping him, do you count that?
I don't like that.
Here's the whole thing about that. If they are booing you or overhyping him, that's not going to sway my judgment on who I think
won. Right.
Sure.
Okay, but
here's the problem, though. If they boo you, that means you're not going to have a straight-through round. That means you're going to be stopping so the crowd can calm down and shit like that. That takes away from your momentum. That takes away from the – like, you could be getting ready. You could be in the middle of a showtime. They boo you. And now it's the same no more.
But you know what? Angry Fan, what I'm on right now, no excuses. Whatever happens, happens.
That's what I'm talking
about. If they boo me, they boo me. And I walk away from that place with my head up saying, I know for a fact the only way y'all going to get up on me is if y'all boo me.
Oh, nigga, don't
cool
do that fucking dumb shit, yo.
That's cool with me. Because then, huh?
Hope they don't boo you and let you rhyme, man. Let you stick your shit off, man.
But no, I mean, people are tired of it. You know what I'm saying? People are tired of it because the people are getting to a point where they're like, look, we want to hear the nigga rap.
Like, you know what I'm saying? People are tired of it
because I've been getting hit up a lot about it. Like, bro, I don't even want to come. If they going to do that to you, it's no point. You know what I'm saying? Because
I don't want to watch it.
I want to hear what you got to say.
I agree, bro. I want to hear what you got to say, my nigga.
It became old, but I do believe New York is going to give a fair one. I really believe that.
But if they don't,
it's not something I ain't seen. If they do, then, we got a problem, Houston. We got a problem.
Is there any way Good can fuck with you, Verb?
Yes.
How?
Me and Goods are stronger at different things.
Okay.
You feel
talk
me?
About
we
it.
Both have star power. That's one thing we both have.
Okay.
Star power. But, you know, the shit that he does to everybody else, he can't do to me. You know what I'm saying? He can't.
That swag rap shit?
No, boy. Huh?
That swag rap shit?
Yeah, no, that's not gonna work with me. He can't do that with me. He can't. Little boy me, he can't. I'm swaggy and you look terrible type shit. He can't do it with me. That's over. So, now what, we have different powers. My power over him is I'm a better rapper. Good's power over everybody is his stage presence is through the roof.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, It's one of them matches where it's he got this, I got that. You know what I'm saying? So he's gonna have to be to play to his strengths, and I'm gonna have to play to my strengths. You feel me? But we both have star power.
And performance for both y'all.
Perm, I got a quick question. If New York, if they come out and it goes into a booing, like straight booing, is this gonna be the last time you're in New York?
No, I won't even say that. I mean, I'm used to it. It's like I'm used to it. I'm used to my bitch not cooking. I'm used to it. So you know, it's not wrong if you're used to it.
I guess, I mean, you know, it's
a part of this shit. You know, when we go on stage, we'll see what happens. You know,
and I'm
not going to be surprised about with anything. So you know what I'm saying? If they don't. Oh man, we gonna cook, baby. We gonna cook. Now if that's the case, but if not, we still gonna cook. And y'all gonna have to take it from me that way.
I don't think they look at you as a villain no more, Verb.
You know what? I think the thing is, I'm just not a nigga that bows down to shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm not a nigga that bows down to the New York is greater than who I am.
Right.
I don't bow down to shit. I'm like the slave days is over. Like I'm not a slave. You know what I'm saying? Like for me, New York is the mecca of hip hop, and that is that. Period. The end. We can't argue that. That is where what I do starts. So you have to honor that like a motherfucker. You have to honor that like a motherfucker and say, okay, this is where this shit started. So we got to respect this on this note. Now, y'all rappers do a lot of weird shit that I'm not cool with.
That's everywhere, you know what I mean? Though, bro. Everywhere.
Yeah, but you know what, Angus, it is everywhere. And that is true because it is everywhere. But it's certain things that I just don't like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think, when I go to any other events in the world, the fans, the people are cool as fuck.
So
when I go to New York, you know how y'all people are. I got to argue with y'all before I go on stage. What? I got to do all that shit. Yo, Bird, you gonna fucking kick. And then I got to sit there and argue with a nigga for 35 seconds, and then he shake my hand and say, you know, I fuck with you, though.
Right.
God damn, man, let me go do my shit. My hand hurts. Man, let me go work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
who me when I get up here? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so it'll be a love-hate thing, but I don't think that they're going to do me like that. I hope they don't, but if they do, I'm prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? If they do, I'm prepared for it. You know, and if they do, then it just lets everybody know.
It's whack, man. Y'all niggas let Verb fucking get his bars off. Like, you fucking corny.
Yeah.
I'm from Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn. Let this nigga get his shit up NYC.
You know what? Honestly, I don't think Goods. I don't think Goods wants them to boo me. I think the thing is like this. This is how Goods works. Goods doesn't prepare. Goods writes first, prepares, then go get the battle. That's what he does. You know what I'm saying? Like, Goods doesn't wait till the money come and get started. No, that ain't how he works. He waits till he feel like he's ready and got an idea, and then he go get it. So I think Goods wants to prove to people that he can beat me without that. You know what I'm saying? And is Good, could I possibly lose to Goods? Yeah, he's talented. He's a nigga who's talented.
He finds ways to win, though.
Huh?
He finds a lot of ways to win sometimes, and I'm like, oh,
I mean,
man.
That's it, but you got to think about it, like, man, that's his style, man. I'm saying.
His style is
dragging on niggas.
Yeah. You know what? But see, he can't do that with me. You see what I'm saying? So, the thing with Goods is, like you say, he finds a way to win. He's effective. He's not massively lyrical or nothing. He's effective. You know what I'm saying? He's a nigga that you want. He's like a Chris Duhon. Chris Duhon is an effective winner.
Oh, man, this nigga said Chris Duhon. Jesus.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with Chris Duhon? He do everything.
Chris Duhon is, come on, Verb. It's three-letter man. Knock it off. Chris Duhon play basketball.
So how did Chris Duhon get to the league?
He played at Duke and got lucky because Coach K could vouch for him, my nigga.
Okay, well, let's take another one. He's not a Westbrook. He's not explosive. He's not going to explode and do shit out of nowhere. No, he's not. So he's a Derek Fisher. Can we say that?
Yeah. Hey, yo, Verb. Let me ask you a question, Verb. It's everything. Hey, yo, what's this going on about you versus Danny Mize in October?
Talk about it.
Ain't nothing going on. It's going on.
It's a definite.
What you got to understand with this? You got to understand with this. As bad after a while, I couldn't fight it no more. Danny is cold, man.
He gonna beat you, Verb, 2-1.
Listen,
three-letter man.
That's me, Verb. Three-letter man. I got mine 2-1, my nigga.
Okay. Listen, that's cool. No,
talk about it, Verb. Tell me, fuck myself. That's cool.
Hold on, listen. That's not gonna work out for Danny 2-1. But let me say this to you.
Okay.
The boy cold, man. The boy is cold, man. Like
scared,
I like.
You scared?
Period to end. If a nigga say he ain't cold, he just flat out just don't like himself.
Talk about it, bro.
Consistent, bro. Every battle.
Listen, I watched him. I watched him many times. I watched him live this week. That nigga's a baby pit bull, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't saying it. That's Verb.
Yeah, you know, I don't even talk like this about these proving grounds.
Nope.
But this nigga. wait. This nigga ain't one of them niggas. You know how every now and then you get that little box of puppies. And one of them motherfuckers is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like if you get a litter of chihuahua, you get one of these motherfuckers that's crazy, got a lazy eye, he's tripping and shit. That's what he is. he's the one that's not like the bunch. This is the one you gotta pull out.
No,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it real with y'all. Listen, let me tell you something. This is the best time to take Danny before he all the way figures it out. I need to take his chin now. Okay? before he all the way figures it out. And I know this is pathetic, but this is what I like to do. I like to see niggas in their stages right before they become great. And
right.
You know what I'm saying? Look what Red was. I saw Red was going to be a killer. I said, I need to catch Red now. Because when this nigga figure it out, this nigga going to be hard to beat, man. So, come here, Red. Let me walk you through this one round right quick. I got feeling your skin, and I'm out of here. That's what you do it then, right quick, okay?
Verb, I'm going to say it again. It's three-letter, man. I got that boy Danny Myers 2-1, my G.
Hey, listen. Don't be crazy. Listen. You can have him whatever you want. You're gonna have him on the show. You're gonna have him on the show the next day, apologizing. You say, "Listen, the nigga is really that." You know what I'm saying? Because you remember when Floyd fought Canelo and Canelo?
Oh damn!
He was certain before the fight. He said, "I'm gonna be able to match his speed." Then Canelo said, with his head down, he said, "I didn't know he was that fast. It was very hard to hit him." I'm like that. See, all this shit look real. Listen, I just took a nigga in 2 weeks and almost threw up on myself, and I'm still winning every poll. You understand that?
Well, Verb, but, like, yo,
It's angry for Verb.
Is he different?
For Verb, though, but Danny is like,
Listen. I'm telling you out of my own mouth. That nigga ain't no shit you play with.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, bro. You can't bullshit with Danny Myers.
Nigga, listen. The Verb he gets is the one that's on the street corner with SB. He gets that Verb.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen. That's the Verb he has to get. There's no other Verb he can get. He has to get that one. He has to get that one. I might even wear the same shirt. You feel me?
Is that Verb still around, though?
Listen, let me tell you something. I like to call him my evil brother.
Okay.
And right now, I have him chained up in the basement.
He's writing right now, bro. I guarantee he's writing right now.
No. He is pacing back and forth. Right now, you see what I'm saying? And when I go in the basement, he look up at me and say, "Is it time yet?" And I say, "Not yet. Right now, it ain't no need for you." You know what I'm saying? It ain't no need for you right now because I got one of them in the tank left with me. Me and him talk. He say, "Verb, let me take him." And I'm like, "Not him. I can do these other niggas. I need you to take this one nigga.
Man.
I'm gonna let you know when this special nigga pop up. You feel me?
That special nigga, Danny Myers."
Three rounds, right?
It was no getting around this. Three rounds. Danny got to see it's real.
Okay.
Oh, my nigga.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Danny got a business.
Did you know exactly what your evil brother was going to write when you saw him live at Vendetta? Did you kind of know that angle that you were going to take?
Wait a minute. Say it again. Did I do what now?
Did you kind of get a sense of the angle that you're going to take against him when you saw him at Vendetta Battle KG?
When I saw him on stage, I texted him. I texted him and told him, "I'm going to need you around October." And he just told me it's a bet. Well, he don't talk much. He just says it's a bet. And there it goes. You know what I'm saying? I watched him on stage with KG, and KG is good. Danny starts, it's hard to stop him. It's like Danny reminds me of myself when I'm in Showtime mode.
I'm glad you're saying this, Verb. I really am.
Yeah. You know, like it's hard to stop him. Because when he starts doing that thing, it's like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But we gonna see, you know, so I'm gonna hop off. This is kinda like a Rocky Tommy Guns moment. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I respect what he's doing and the work he put in. So, you know,
Hey, bro, you're getting a lot of respect in my Twitter line right now for talking like this, man. I just want to let you know.
Danny is that, man. It's like I watched him and watched him and watched him and waited and waited and waited, and I said, no, this nigga is that, man. That's the end of that. There's no way to get around it.
Go ahead. My bad.
I say it's no way to get around it. He's that. But the thing is, I got to show him before he figure it all the way out. I got to take it.
Do we get a percentage of this? You know, because this whole thing started here on the radio. If I'm not mistaken, we get some sort of percentage.
Somebody cutting out mine, but somebody right. But no, it's official. Like when the young gunners come up and they official,
yeah.
And it's like, oh shit, he official. I'm gonna tell you somebody else who official. Rum Nitty is official.
I knew you were gonna say that. Rum Nitty is right there.
Rum Nitty is official. I enjoy Rum Nitty and Magic. So, nigga, I stood up behind Magic, and nigga, my stomach was going crazy. I was sipping a 7-Up, but I enjoyed they show so much, I forgot I was sick.
Damn.
The boy is nice. He's nice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Also, I'm in talks with Taking Quill, too.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm in talks with Taking Quill.
Ain't that a bitch, Verb and Daylight?
I'm in talks of it right now. Sounds pretty good to me.
Hey, Verb, you got to beat Daylight. He pocket tapped me, man, and spit that heat. I got him back, though. You know, I kept a G. I got that nigga back. Don't get it fucked up.
Okay, well, there you go.
But you got to beat him for me, bro.
Hey, this nigga Quill,
was rapping so good versus.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Woo! I can't lie. Daylight, man. This is the best. I haven't heard Daylight like this in a long time, bro.
No. You got to go back to the old Daylight. Before the mask, he did that all day long.
I'm trying to tell you.
But that's what I'm saying. We haven't seen that in so long, though.
Nobody respected him when he was doing that shit. That's why he's doing what he's doing now.
I'm going to tell y'all like this. At the end of the day, I'm looking to take the killers right now. This Goods one is going to be a tough one on me. And right now I'm shutting down my life right now. Like, I'm talking about you're not going to see me or hear me or do none of that shit until that date. Like, right now, daddy busy. I got to get my shit up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm going to war, and I need a 40 in my waist. I need a knife in my sock. I need a grenade. I need all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what kind of war I'm going to have.
Oh, you're not playing games with this battle right here.
Oh, no. I'm really thinking on this one. And
Verb, don't say that shit and then show up half-assed.
One thing about me, and I don't really like to show up half-assed. What happens if somebody feel like I'm showing up half-assed, I mean they just not fucking with me. You see what I'm saying?
But Verb, you're my dude, but if you come up half-assed, I got to get you, man.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. How many battles have you seen from me? I have 15 up that were half-assed.
Oh, no. You usually don't come half-assed.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, I try not to.
Big Will really irritates me sometimes. I can't.
You know what? The thing with Will, I was so laid back and relaxed, and I think that was something I said I'd never do again. Because if I would have really rapped those bars like how they were supposed to, that shit would have been a blowout.
Caustic irritated me, Verb. See, let him out. Caustic irritated me.
Caustic irritated you? How?
Because I just thought you should have like suplexed this nigga DDT in 5 showtimes. Get
Verb,
the fuck up out of here, man.
I was waiting for that, man. I was waiting for that.
He was waiting. Okay, well, listen, let me ask you this. Was he good to y'all?
No, not really. But you was that. You was. I've heard better for Verb, though, man.
Yes. Well, you know, I know it's hard to believe, but I am human, and 14 days is a lot.
I feel you. We just put the pressure on you.
You know, like, I know it's hard to believe
that
I'm human, but I am human. And 14 days is a lot on a person to get ready, but I'm a professional. I do what I got to do. I do exactly what I got to do to get it done,
They were 90-second rounds, correct? And I know you were on stage. And
they were supposed to be 90-second rounds, but Magic
was going about 2-3
minutes for a long time. He was rapping for a long time, and you probably see me on tape saying, "Look, hey man, you let this boy rap for a long time."
Yeah,
I saw that live. He was telling us.
Magically, the clock, there was no clock there. So, but I'm not complaining. I keep it real. I couldn't even get through my third because I'm sick. I ain't going to complain about it. And it wasn't like he was saying some shit that was really bothering me. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know? You know, like, you know, and you know what? It's kind of crazy, too, because that's the first white boy I ever took. It's crazy, isn't it?
Disaster.
Disaster's not white.
All right.
Disaster is saying he's not white. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is the first white MC I've ever took.
Okay.
So they were excited. You know, it was one of those things. And he was you know, doing his joke thing. It didn't bother me at all. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they were just more excited for him. That's all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I say, I mean, and I'm still winning on all their polls. I'm not in their world. Why am I winning on April?
Right. Yo, Verb, this is all I want to ask you. Can you tell your homeboy, Hitman Holler, stop fronting? Like, come on to Angry Fans Radio, stop stutting. Come holler at the boys. Come sit on the couch. We want to holler at Holler. He be acting like he
wants to
see
us. Okay, well, you know, you want to holler at Hitman, you might want to add him on Twitter and see what he say. I mean, Hitman is his own guy. He, you know, if he want to do something, he do it. If he don't, he don't. That's just how he is.
I just feel like you'll come on the couch and you get the good question. You still like, I just feel him. He's like, I ain't really with the tough questions or one nigga's grilling me. That's like, I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm just, you know.
Well, you know, I think you just got to just ask him and holler at him. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really think about it, Holler don't do a lot of interviews, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know this Verb is angry thing. You know what it is? I hit him up on Twitter and, like, somebody else cut my throat when I was talking to him.
I was like, yo, come on the show and talk y'all shit. Somebody else just came out of nowhere and shit. Oh, he's going to be on our show. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. I just fell back from that shit. You know what I'm saying?
We don't
got to cut throats, you know what I'm saying, to have good shows and shit over here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, this is interesting, but, shit, I just damn near got sliced. I forgot an unbiased group y'all had, you know, y'all thing going on, and I had posted. I said, Angry Fan Radio in an hour. They got the smoke in me. I was like, jeez.
Oh, really?
I said, damn, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. They don't like us over here. I don't know. I mean, they don't like us, man.
But I told Chris on there, you know, because, you know, I didn't want him to feel a certain way. I said, oh, man, you know, no harm intended. You can erase his post. I didn't know it was like that with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know it was even shit. Damn.
Oh, no. They start wilding on me.
I did. I ain't surprised.
All because you made a post to the Angry Fan Radio. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
You know,
I hate us.
No. I mean, I didn't know it was a Crips and Bloods thing y'all was doing.
No, my nigga, bro. I'm scratching my head right now. That's kind of crazy to me. I ain't know it was like that either and shit, to be honest with you.
Verb, you forgot when you was on the other show the other night, I called over there when homeboy was over there, 311.
I thought about that after when I saw that. Yeah, you know, when I saw that stuff, I was going, I said, oh, okay, I do remember this.
Ain't no hate, man. We not with it. Hold on.
Yo, Perf, we got Caustic. Are you okay with bringing him in? We're going to bring him in real quick.
Yeah, I can bring him in on y'all own time. I'm out of here.
Yo, 510-421. Caustic.
He said, hello?
Yo.
Caustic.
Yo.
What's good?
Yo.
What's good, Angry Fan Radio?
What's poppin'?
What's good?
Not much. I've just been sitting here listening to this show, and, man, this is some sad shit to hear, man.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
Talk about it.
This is sad shit. Yo, Verb, man, like, you know how you know you won a battle? This shit on?
Captain.
Verb.
Yo, Verb, you know how you know you won a battle? Well, you don't got to talk about why you won a battle every day since it happened. I ain't said shit about what happened. Because in that room, you fucking died, bro. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but he was sick, though, my nigga.
You was sick for what? You was tweeting about going to the hospital. I see you at the Hip Hop PX office doing interviews and shit. When was you sick?
Talk about it. I don't know.
Were you sick when 40 called you and you was at the movies after you did a video shoot the day after the battle? That was when you was at the hospital?
Oh,
that's what you put in shoes at the hospital, right?
Captain.
I don't know.
Hey, it's so quiet out here right now. It's cool. Y'all, I had the same amount of time to prepare as you. Half your bars are jokes just like mine about how I'm bald and fucking ugly, and neither is the fucking case because I'm not shoddy fucking horror. Bro, you got fucking played out. And the reason I ain't said shit about the battle is because I don't got to fucking make excuses because I won. What fucking excuse do I need?
Hey, yo, Timbo, man. Hey, yo, Verb is not even on the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to keep the dude
on the line. That motherfucker.
Nah, hold up. I got to be real with you, my nigga. Like, you could have had your own time for this shit, my nigga. Verb's not on the line no fucking more and shit.
I don't need my own time for this. I need to exist.
Nah, but you actually do, because this is actually, my nigga, Costa, this is my show, okay? This is Angry Fans Radio Show. You could have had your own time, to be honest with you. I'm kind of feeling some kind of way right now, because you really should not be on the air. It should be Verb, and now he hung up now. That's not really funny when it comes down to my show, my nigga. I don't know. I feel what you're saying. We got to give you your own time to talk about that, son.
Well, check this out. You know, it's cool that y'all just let him sit here and just, blow smoke or whatever.
And if you
cool,
wanted
but...
to, if you want your own interview to respond, you can definitely do that.
Oh, so I'm out of line right now for calling him on his shit?
Nah, it's not even you. I mean, he's not even on the show no more, my nigga.
I don't care if you're on the show.
You hung up.
I'm speaking to the listeners.
All right, but that's you. I care, though.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you a question. Do you think that you beat...
You shouldn't let me on the damn phone. What are you all worried about?
What happened?
You shouldn't let me on the damn phone, then.
You kind of right about that right there, to be honest with you.
But it is what it is. What's up? You want an interview? Oh, what up?
Sounds good. I just had to make my fucking presence known.
But you ain't even. That's what it is, nigga. Yo, man, we need to get you on the show and talk about your battle with Verb.
What is it?
We got to get you on the show to talk about your battle with Verb.
Nah, I'm good, man. I just wanted to catch Verb on here and hear the shit, you know, to me.
All right, that's what it is, man. Good looking. That's what it's going to
salute,
man.
Salute, man. Yo, yo, yo.
Damn,
yo,
bro.
We about to sign
not,
off, man.
I'm not. Yeah, man. That's not cool right there. All right, how's your boy, man? It's a fan of Low 7, man.
It's your boy, B. Little Man, a.k.a. D.R.E., a.k.a. Who Raised You Niggas. Blah, blah, blah.
We out.